Welcome to another episode of Let Me Know. I'm your host, Angel Lem. Today I'll be sitting with Justin Vasquez. I know I usually give you guys a whole like summary of the episode, but this episode is pretty long, so I'm not gonna do that. I'm just gonna let you guys enjoy it as you're listening to it. The best way I could sum it up is just two comics sitting down talking about comedy, you know, basically about their experience so far. I mean, our careers just started, and I'm saddened to say that I haven't even performed myself. So the day I release this episode, I'm planning to perform. That's the idea as of today. But this week I'm gonna go out of town. I'm going to the Grand Canyon. You know, I'm trying to get away. My girl, you know, she wants to get away. I want to get away. So we're going to do that. And I don't think I'll be able to go, but you never know. I might, you know, might be able to sneak it in if we have all the stuff ready, you know, the day prior. But you could catch Justin Mondays at Rebel Bite and Wednesdays at the library. That's usually where you could catch me also. On Wednesdays, but you know, not this week. I'll put it out, but I mean, if you have me on Instagram or Facebook, you know, I'll put it there. I'll announce that I'll be there the day before or the day of, depending how I feel, basically how I feel about the set that I have that day. You know, how was your guys' 4th of July? Was it good? I hope it was good. Mine was actually pretty good. As you know, it was my birthday. So I had to celebrate. My girlfriend and I, we went to Dave & Buster's. It was awesome because there was nobody there, you know? Everybody was outside either watching the fireworks or popping them or whatever. So we got to, like, pretty much there was, like, maybe 10 people, like, playing the games at the most. So we pretty much got Dave & Buster's all to ourselves. That was fun. We ate dinner. We watched a little bit of the fireworks, you know, as we were driving over there. I'm over it. I'm over fireworks. You know, I used to, like, when I was little, that was basically what we did for my birthday. Like, I would watch them pop fireworks, and they would bring a cake out, and, you know, we'll celebrate. But, you know, as you grow, I mean, you get old, and then you grow. You go out of those habits, so I'm out of it, you know. Yeah, but my girlfriend threw me a surprise party. Shout out to Angela. And my cousin, Isabel. As you guys know, Isabel, the therapist that I had, she's my cousin. Well, she threw a surprise party. Her and my girlfriend, they threw a surprise party, and it was awesome, man. The food, guys, you don't even know. The food was so good. My girl gets down when it comes to cooking. I mean, you can see my shape. You know. I know. You know that I know when food is good. Because look at my... I'm fat. Okay, I'm fat. So, you know, I know. I know. Whatever. But, yeah. Bomb food. I got to see my cousins. I got to see my aunts. There was a little scuffle here and there. You know. People giving attitude and whatever. You know, I enjoyed it. I had a great time, and that's what matters, you know. Today's actually my girlfriend's sister's. Yeah. It's her birthday, so happy birthday, Marissa. Yeah, I see, guys. I do personal stuff. Like, if you guys want me to shout you out, just send me an email at letmeknowpod@gmail.com. And I'll shout you out. I'll say, you know, a happy anniversary, whatever you guys want, you know. My podcast is for your enjoyment, and if you enjoy me saying your name, then by all means, I'll say your name. I don't care. Today's sponsor is AC. Are you hot? As hot as I am? I'm sitting in the room sweating. Very sweaty. Are fans not doing it for you? Do you not want to waste all your gas having the AC on? Buy an AC, guys. The perfect solution to that problem. Might be a little bit expensive, but trust me, it'll solve all your problems. I personally can't sleep without the AC. I have to have the AC on. Mandatory. Has to be at 68 degrees all the time. My girlfriend, poor, you know, she's like a popsicle there. But mainly has to do with I work at a grocery store. I work inside a cooler. I spend close to eight hours inside. So my body's already used to the cold. So I had that's a reason why I need the AC to sleep, because I try sleeping without it, and I don't know. It's also has to do with the noise that the AC makes. You know, it's just one sound that I have to drown out instead of like millions of people talking and making noise, like TVs going off and on, people screaming. Because I live in the ghetto, so there's people screaming constantly, people popping fireworks and shit. So yeah, so AC, guys. Help you, it'll help you sleep, and it'll help you with the heat. It's hot as fuck, guys. Just the other day, it felt like it was 100. It was really 76, but I felt like it was 100. You know, I don't know. Us Californians, we're very privileged that we have, you know, we have pretty good weather most of the time. I know people from other states might be like, man, you're complaining about 78. Yeah, I am complaining about 70 because I'm hot, you know? But whatever. AC. Sold basically at Home Depot, Target, wherever they sell it. So just Google it, guys. AC. Solution to all your problems. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to keep it short because this episode is pretty long. Hopefully, you guys enjoy it. Remember, check out Justin at Rebel Bites, and check him out on his Instagram and his Facebook. But before I go, you know, I have to tell you guys about the riddle. You guys aren't answering it, and I know you guys are probably trying to give me a hint, like, we don't care about your riddles, but you know what? I don't give a fuck. I'm still going to keep doing the riddles, all right? Last week's riddle was, I'm a seed with three letters in my name. Take away the last two, and I still sound the same. What's the answer, guys? P. That was easy. I felt it was easy, but granted, I didn't know the answer either. You know, I had to look. I was like, oh yeah, three letters P. Oh cool. You know, send me an email, add me on Instagram, tell your friends about it, about the podcast. You know, the more people I get, the better for everybody, because I'm able to get on people in the podcast, you know, that have a lot of followers, that want followers, you know. As of right now, I'm happy. Thank you guys for all the support you're giving me. I'm happy, but if you guys could do me, you know, that favor and tell your friends, I want more people, you know. I just yesterday, actually, like, somebody told me, like, oh yeah, listen to your podcast, you know, they enjoy it. They're like, oh, it's great, because you mean, I get tired of listening to music all the time. Like, it's the same stuff on the radio, and it's something new, and it feels like I'm sitting there, like, on your, like, having, like, as you're having the conversation, I'm sitting in the room with you. And that's my, you know, I was super happy. I was like, oh yes, you know, I'm getting my point across. That's basically what I want. I want you guys to feel like if you're in the room with us talking, you know. Obviously, you guys might have better questions than me. Maybe, I don't know, but you know, I want you guys to feel like you're in the room, you're enjoying the conversation between me and whoever. And this conversation, like, to me, this interview was super fun. You know, anytime I get to talk to another comic, it's fun. You know, it's just me and Justin bullshitting, talking shit, whatever, you know. So I'll let you guys go, but don't forget Instagram, Facebook, Let Me Know Pod, and Gmail, Let Me Know Pod at Gmail. All right, thank you guys. Hopefully, you guys enjoy. Bye. When I was a young man, kind of free and fancy, met this little cute girl. She said her name was Nancy. She had pigtails to her shoulders. She couldn't have been much older. She told me what I had to know to make a girl not want to go. She was young and geeky. She laid her big tails down on me, and I was getting oh so sneaky. What's up, guys? Welcome back. Today I'm sitting here with Justin Vasquez.
There we go.
Yeah, little joke because I before recording this actual fucking thing, I fucked up his name like 4 or 5 times.
It's all cool.
Yeah, I feel bad because every time, this is not the first time I have him on. Yeah, I had him on my last podcast, Dick in the Box, and his whole episode got erased. I don't know why, I don't know how, but I guess it was meant to be. Cause
it was just meant to be.
Yeah, because yeah, he's sitting here with me, and that's what's important, right? Well, I just want to apologize because I keep fucking up.
That's cool, dude. I'm not that special. You don't even know my name.
All right. I give you that. Yeah. So what's up, man? How you been?
I've been doing all right. I've been like kind of off the grid when it comes like the comedy game. Uh-huh. But I'm getting back in there slowly. I just did a show on Monday at the Rebel Bite over in, it's like on Atlantic and Long Beach. Uh-huh. Look for Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, and like a little bit like down the block, you'll find it right there. It's a small pizza place. All really right. Cool spot. Mostly a lot of like musicians go there, but a lot of the comics, especially the ones you see at the library,
they go there,
you know?
Yeah.
So did like quick 5 minute set or 6 minutes, and like it was, I was nervous because I was like, I had no opener. I was just gonna go in with a joke.
Yeah.
And like no way of opening it. And like I always hate doing the hey guys, how are you? Yeah. Just sound like a fucking robot, you know?
Well, that's what I do, so watch what you say.
Yeah, no. So like luckily there was a guy there. He was like all buff. Uh-huh. And like he was like a little, he looked like Barbie's boyfriend. I forgot his name, like Ken or something like that. Yeah,
a name like that, you know.
Yeah, he was like all buff and like, and he's like I don't know how to explain it. He sucked. How about that?
Okay, I think that sums it up, right?
Like, he was asking for people for words, and everyone's like, they don't want to participate. Yeah. They're already halfway drunk. It's like 10 o'clock at a bar. Oh. It's like, you know, everyone wants to just, like, hear shit. They don't want to participate.
Yeah.
And, like, he's asking for words. Everyone's giving him bullshit words, like, making fun of him. Uh-huh. And then he starts taking off his clothes in the middle of it. Like, he's, like, down to his, like, his undershirt and briefs at the end of the show. And he wanted to go further, but then the owner kind of gave him, like, an eye, like, hey, this is still a restaurant, motherfucker, yeah. You know?
What the fuck?
And, yeah, and, like, he just starts, like, you know how comics will talk shit about the crowd?
Yeah.
He tries to go into that, but, like, he's, like, fucking, like, rude. Like, it's not even funny.
Yeah.
Because usually if you're trying to be a dick, you want to be funny with it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He wasn't even funny. He was just rude. So as soon as I saw him doing that, and he's already was heckling some of the other people that were up there. As soon as I saw him like doing that, see the type of person he is, I was like, there's my opener. Oh, I fucking man. Just, as soon as I walk in, I was just like, I want to thank Barbie's boyfriend for the big speech he gave us. I had no idea Magic Mike had like a moral story to it, you know? And then like, I was just calling him Channing Tatum for the whole night because he would like try to participate. I'm like, shut the fuck up, Channing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Hey. Yeah. Like, I felt like a badass, you know, just for like talking shit. I'm not a fighter. So it's like, the only thing I got is my mouth.
Yeah.
Sounded gay. But yeah, other than that, like, I'm getting back in there, dude, and I'm excited. I'm doing like 2 different projects right now. Like, you know, I got the comedy going on right now, and I started hanging out with an old friend of mine. Mm-hmm. Well, we kind of keep in touch, but lately we've been like hanging out a lot more often. And he just sent me a random message. He's like, hey, oh, dude, I want to do like folk country music with you. And I like folk music. I fucking like, you know, it's cool. It's relaxing. Mm-hmm. I was like, fuck yeah, I'm down, you know? So yeah. I'm going to start writing music with him.
That's cool.
And I'm excited. It's something different. Like, you know, it's away from like, I used to be in like in a metal band. Mm-hmm. As like I told you in the last podcast,
yeah.
I was in a metal band and stuff like that. And so this is something kind of different. It's just acoustic and it's going to be cool. It's just, I'm writing music with a friend. You know what I mean? Who doesn't want to do that?
Yeah. True.
You know, he's like a brother.
Yeah.
So I'm happy to do that. And comedy is always fun. Who doesn't love going up and talking about their own dick? You know what I mean?
Hey, that's shit.
That's your shit, right?
Hey, that's my shit, man. Don't take that from me. That's the only thing I got.
Yeah.
But I talk about how small my dick is, so I don't think you do that route too.
I did one. I just recently wrote it. It's like, because I was drunk when I wrote it, and I told it to my girlfriend, and she was laughing. Because I was saying that, like, it takes, like, 2 drinks to get me drunk. Oh, so if anyone who wants to take advantage of me, their bar tab is not going to be that high.
No.
But the joke's going to be on them because my dick's not that big. No. So it ruins all the stereotypes. Whatever. I don't know if there's any stereotypes with Mexicans having big dicks.
Yeah.
I know we compare our dicks to chorizo, which I don't know why. Because if you look at the ingredients of a chorizo, it's just grounded up different meat and spices. And if anything spicy's coming out of your dick, you need to stop fucking and go see a doctor, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that, and, like, you know, Obviously, I didn't get laid that night, but I'm not even trying, so fuck it, you know?
Well, did your girl go with you?
No, she wasn't there. I don't go out there looking for women, yeah, no. Yeah. Wink, wink. No, I'm just kidding. No.
Yeah.
No, it's just funny because it's like, you got to be honest with yourself. You know? Yeah. You got to be fucking honest.
And then my theory is, if I talk about how small my dick is, not that I, babe, close your ears, turn off the whatever you're listening to me in. All right. There you go. Yeah, my theory is, if you talk about how small your dick is, then they're going to want to find out. And then when they see it and it's not, you know, they got themselves a surprise. So,
another surprise.
Yay. Oh, I mean, either way, if it's small, they already know. I already told them it's small. But if they think it's big, then there you go, you know. Happy meal.
That's happy meal? Yeah. Dude, I stopped trying. Like if my girlfriend, I hope she doesn't, but if she ever broke up with me, I wouldn't be out there like, oh, I need to go get some pussy. No, I'm done. It's fucking, it's tiring. I'm out of shape already. Yeah. So it's like, I'm not trying to fucking put in effort. Yeah. I barely put in effort at my job. Okay. Like what makes you think I'm going to put in effort to something I actually like?
True.
You know,
yeah.
Fucking it's fun though. It's fun just to mess around. And what I like about doing, what I missed about doing comedy is just saying the most obscene shit.
Yeah, like, I like that.
Yeah, like I still do that Rihanna joke I do where I say I want to annoy my girlfriend to where she beats me to where I look like Rihanna.
Yeah.
A lot of people, especially because like I do it like the Rebel Bite, it's mostly like a large black crowd.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God, they just like, oh, did he just say that? Or if I talk about watching so much Netflix, I run out of shit to watch, and then I start cutting myself. Oh, people take it seriously. Yeah. It's like, do you really cut yourself? Yeah. No, motherfucker. Like, it's a joke. But just to, like, see their eyes get wide, it's, like, what I look forward to.
Yeah, I like that, too. I have my spoon joke, the one I have about two guys sharing a sundae. Like, that's the look I get, too. That's why it's my closer, because I want to end on that, just to be able to, like, see that. Like, go off mic and see the look in there. I was like, what the fuck did he just say? Yeah, I like that. I don't know. I wish I had more jokes like that.
Yeah.
I wish I was a little bit more clever. Stop talking about how small my dick is and actually have other jokes. But hey,
you gotta start somewhere. You know what I mean?
Talk about what you know, and I know I have a little dick. So
if you were performing at a middle school, I think you'd be fine because little kids, like children, they like dick and fart jokes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you probably get arrested for talking about your dick so much, but. Yeah. You get a laugh or two, you know?
That's why you go after school, you know?
Right?
You don't go during school hours because, let's just change the topic.
Let's change the topic before we get your ass arrested.
Yeah. Now, probably right now the FBI is listening to this.
I know, right? Dude, I honestly believe that. Whenever, like, I do a joke about the government and, like, when I'm just, like, my friends, I always talk to my phone, like, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I don't believe in that.
Yeah.
Because Siri hears everything. Like, I'll accidentally say her name and then she'll be like, I couldn't hear that. And I'm like, that's freaky.
Yeah, that's what happened to me in the middle of one of the shows. Like, I was just having a conversation, and out of nowhere, my phone goes off. We're like, what the fuck? But yeah, so just all you got to do is tape the mic and then tape the camera. That's what I do. Supposedly it works, so I tried it.
Yeah, especially with the laptop. I used to do that with my old laptop, but now it's like, hey, you know, if someone wants to look at me jerk off, then that's their own fault.
Yeah. Maybe I'll become famous that way, you know?
Right.
Yeah, if I don't make it in podcasting or comedy, at least
you'll be a webcam boy. Yeah, they have like those web girls.
I won't get any like fucking money off of it. But, you know, at least I'll get that fame. I guess that's what counts.
You can like strive to be like gross enough where people pay you not to do a webcam.
Oh,
like you know, like when like the girls say like, oh, like you know, subscribe to my what's that website called? It's like something with a P.
Pornhub.
No, it's like a webcam shit.
I don't know.
Anyways, it's like, oh, subscribe to it and you get like a free nude pic.
Oh.
It's like that. This, you could like just post up on your Instagram and be like, send me $20 or I'm posting this shit. I swear to God, I'll do it. Like you hold everyone ransom.
Yeah. I think I'm going to do that.
Hell yes. Dream big.
Yeah. Fuck it, guys. $20 in my account by today. If not, I'm going to post a picture of my balls. I don't know. What's more nasty?
I don't know.
Yeah.
The whole genitals in general are just nasty, dude.
Yeah.
Like I've heard a comic say, like, have you ever watched porn after you come?
Oh.
It's disgusting. I'm like, he's right. He's right. Shit is horrible.
So how long have you been doing comedy, man?
If we're just gonna like put it all together without like taking a break or anything, it's been about a year now, or it's gonna be about a year, like in December.
Oh yeah.
So like ten, like you know,
couple months.
Couple months, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, starting out, it was so much fun, even though, like, I would get, like, those, like, constant butterflies and, like, feeling like I'm going to shit myself.
Yeah. I still get that.
Really?
Yeah.
I got that on Monday, but then, like, as soon as I, like yeah. within the middle of my set, I was just like, dude, like, this is, I'm back. It's like riding a bike. Like, you're going to fall first time after getting back on.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's just smooth sailing. It was just smooth sailing after that.
How was the crowd?
They were good. They weren't, like, so, like, PC that I was going to be afraid they were, because when I used to do shows back there, it was all, like, kind of like a church crowd, I would call it. Uh-huh. So, like, my last audio I posted up on my Facebook about it, you could hear people, like, booing me because I was saying...
Place?
Yeah. Okay, you follow me on Facebook. So, if you heard it, people were booing me because I was saying, like, you know, that Rihanna joke, the whole cutting myself joke, and, like, you know, just other things, too. Like, I know one of them... People laugh, but then they're just like, wow, that's kind of fucked up. Like, after they got done laughing, which is kind of hypocritical. It's where I say, like, when I smoke weed, I get really freaked out. I avoid the windows, like how Anne Frank did. Because apparently you can't mix, like, stoner jokes and the Holocaust together. But it's like, fuck them. I can do what I want. It's not like I'm supporting the Holocaust. Yeah. No. I only like think that we need another Holocaust is when I can't find parking on my street. That's the only time like I'm like pro Holocaust.
Yeah, I agree. Cuz
there's too many fucking people here.
Yeah.
But like other than that, like the crowd was good. They were like, you know, they were laughing mostly cuz they were drunk already.
Yeah, that's always a good thing if they're drunk, you know, you're going to
Exactly. It's like you're already sinning, so why not just fucking laugh at some horrible shit, you know?
I mean, I think because you're not thinking as much. You're just letting whatever sounds.
You're being loosey-goosey, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you put a shiny object and they'll laugh. Fucking, you know? Yeah,
no one laughed at that fucking Channing Tatum guy, though.
Oh,
no? No.
Well, what was his, like, set? Or what was he saying?
What was he saying?
Yeah. You don't remember?
Oh, yeah, we didn't record this part.
Yeah.
My bad. I thought we would record this part. No, so what happened was... I didn't have any opening for a joke.
Oh, no, you said that.
I already did?
Yeah, but you didn't tell me what his set was.
Oh, what his set was? Oh, shit, my bad. Yeah. Sorry, folks listening. I'm, like, losing my mind. Yeah. But anyways, his set, I don't remember much of it. I just remember he was asking, like, people for words.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And all then, right. like, everyone was, like, throwing a word, but no one wants to participate because they're drunk, like I said.
Yeah.
And then, like, he just starts talking shit. Yeah. And he's just being rude. And, like, he was saying, like, oh, you guys don't want to come here, want to listen to me. You came here to listen to old folks play shitty music on guitar. See, it's something like that.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, boo. And then he starts flipping off the crowd, like, oh, fuck you. I don't need this.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but, I mean, it was good for you because you
Hell
got
yeah. It gave me an opener. I was like, I'm going to shit on this guy now.
Yeah. Did you just do comedy? Did you take your guitar or anything?
No, I don't do music live right now. I'm waiting for me and my friend to start writing. I'm going to do it with him.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to wait for when he's ready. And we're going to start doing shows together.
Mm. Do you have anything lined up yet? No.
Not really. We don't have any songs together. Like, I'm going to bring in some songs I wrote, like, back in high school.
Okay.
And stuff like that. That sound kind of, like, folky. They're good on acoustic guitar, basically.
All
right. And then we might just start off. I'd like to do some covers.
Okay.
Like, you know, like, some, like, Old Crow Medicine Show or some Johnny Cash, shit like that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, do some covers of them. But other than that, I haven't done any music ones. And... Yeah, that's about it. Yeah, most likely it's because, like, you know, all the places I go to, they're all comedy spots. So me coming in with a guitar, everyone's going to be like, who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah, well, right there at the library where we met,
I mean,
people do music there too. You know?
That's true. But everyone already knows me there as, like, you know,
doing
comedy. So it's like, they're going to be like, wait, this guy can't make up his mind, which I can't, you know?
Yeah, well,
but it's like,
wrong with that.
I mean, yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. Like, I know I'm doing, like, it's like, I'm doing these two because I was like, I know I'm probably not going to succeed at any of them. Like, there's a slight, there's a good chance where I won't make it in any of either the jokes or the music.
Yeah.
So why not just go both? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, why not, like, you know, fuck it, Wu-Tang shit. Like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's another reason why I started doing the podcast. Cause I was like, well, if it all fails and I don't make it in comedy, at least I have the podcast and I'll just have people on, you know, I'll talk to them and get to know.
Exactly.
Different. Cause like you said, like you can't make up your mind. I can't make up my mind. I still don't know what I want to do. I know I want to do comedy. I know it's in the entertainment industry, but I just don't know what. Like I'm looking into taking some improv classes.
That's cool.
So, you know, like expanding a little bit, you know, not just sticking to comedy, like, and maybe, you know, like that. And I think that'd be a like something that would help me with this, you know, because at the end we have a gameplay, the Would You Rather game.
Yeah, I remember
it's
that.
A lot of improvisation. You know, you gotta improvise a lot. And I'm decent at it, but I feel like if I take a class, if I, you know, like, I'm thinking going to that Franklin, what's it called? The UCB in Franklin.
I've never heard of it. Oh, man. Yeah.
Well, that's, I think it's owned by Amy Poehler.
Amy Poehler.
Yeah.
Who's she?
What? From SNL?
SNL.
She's married to Artet.
Amy Poehler.
From Parks and Rec.
Oh, Long shit, her?
Yeah.
Leslie Knope?
Yeah.
Yeah, no way.
Yeah,
okay.
She owns it. She's, like, one of the owners there.
That's dope.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, like, you know, there's a couple spots. There's, I think, Second Street or something like that.
Okay,
and
okay.
There's that one, so. But I heard of that one first, so I was thinking maybe, you know, like, expand a little, my range a little, maybe go into acting.
Oh, dude.
You know, right, I'm trying to get into shape, you know, because I know right now you see a circle, but I'm trying to get into, like, a nice oval at least.
An
you know?
Oval?
Yeah, I think that's a better shape, right?
Exactly.
So, yeah, so, I mean, maybe go into modeling.
Dude.
You know, like, I know I want to entertain people. I know I have, a decent personality, so I just need to work on speaking, enunciate a little better, and then once I got that down, you know, you never know what might happen. I might, you know, but I might work at my job for the rest of my life, but fuck it, you know,
right.
Least, I could do is try, you know. Then you too, man, all you could do is try, you know, just, you know, go into music, go, maybe go into acting too, you never know, you know?
I don't think I could do acting, because like in English class, whenever we had to, like, you know, recite stuff, or like I took a drama class in high school, I would, like, I was fair decent at improvising, mostly because I forget my lines all the fucking time. So it's like, I would just make up shit. I'm like, yeah. And weirdly enough, one of the girls that was like, cause the teacher would split us into groups, and there's like, you guys come up with the play, and then it's like supposed to be like, it's basically we're like doing it at the library.
Okay.
It's like, you get 5 minutes to do a play.
Oh shit.
And so it's like, he'd be like, all right, come up with the play, you get 5 minutes.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, all right, cool. And then, like, one of the girls that was in my group, she was always in my group, but I loved her because she was a funny chick, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she was a good person, but everything that she did was like about teen pregnancy.
Fuck.
It's like, I was like, yo, are like, either she's really trying to send a message to the youth, or she has a secret she wants to come out.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, damn, man. And it was always weird. And then, of course, me being, like, you know, like, the only dude in there that was actually, like, trying, because there was, like, two other dudes in the group, but they're like, hey, I'll be a tree.
It's
like,
yeah.
The scene's in a hospital. Yeah. I'll be a tree outside the hospital.
I'll be the guy in the coma.
Exactly. Just sleeping all day.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was like, I'll have to play the dad and I have to remember shit. I was just like, can I, like, once, like, just be the baby that gets born?
Yeah.
Like, I just want to, like, just come out of, like, I just come out and just cry.
Yeah.
That's, like, the easiest line I could think of. Even then, I'll probably forget that.
You could just be the bed also. Just somebody, like, lay up on you or something.
Nah, I don't like that shit, dude. I don't like...
You don't like people being, like, physical?
Nah, only my girlfriend, just because I love her dearly.
Yeah.
Look at me being a kiss ass. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No, it's true, though. Like, I don't like fucking... Because, like, I've been having back problems lately.
Oh, okay.
So, we're going off topic right here, but it's, like...
You know, I mean, this is how it fucking is with me. Like, I get in, like, I talk about something, and all of a sudden, I'm talking about pollution and the trees.
Exactly.
So, but it's all good. I mean, I like, it's a normal conversation. We're having just a normal conversation.
That's,
you know,
true.
So
it's just going to be, like, you know, a few
recorded.
People are going to be listening.
Yeah, like, three people, you know, my...
Three people?
My usual three people, you know. Yeah.
That's cool, man. Oh, but anyways, my back problems. I don't like people rubbing up on me.
Oh,
like,
okay.
My girlfriend's all telling me, like, you should go see, like, a therapist or something like that. Chiropractor.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want people touching me.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not like, oh, it's like, they might, like, try to fill up me. No, I'm gross, so I know they're not. I just don't, I feel like I'd put them in an awkward situation. And it's like, I don't want to put someone.
I did that to my doctor when I got a checkup, you know, the year checkup,
mm-hmm.
when they go for your balls.
Oh my God.
I don't know. I guess I made a comment, and then next time I went, she's like, have you been checking yourself? It's like, yeah. Okay. I don't have to check. So I was like, hey, I probably weirded out or something.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing, cause I don't like nobody touching me down there. So
exactly. You know, I'm
ticklish. You know, that's it. You know, I guess I was laughing too much or something.
Oh, like, my doctor's a dude, and, like, he'll just give me this look where it's just, like, you sure? You're not just, like, paranoid? And it's, like, I know I'm paranoid, but it's, like, I kind of need, like, I'm scared. Like,
yeah, just check. Come on, just go.
Just like, it no, it was never, like that. Oh, no. It's like, yo, because when I think I'm dying, like, it's like, fucking, oh. It's I'm up late at night on WebMD, which oh. You shouldn't do.
Yeah,
you know, it's, yeah. You know, I was like, I'm just up online looking up symptoms, looking at well, if I do have this disease, what's the cures? Looking up cures. It's like, well, shit. Now I gotta buy like a shit ton of like kale and avocados now, and it's like. And I'm not even, like, you know, diagnosed yet.
Yeah, you haven't gone. It's just self-diagnosed.
Yeah, it's like, I don't like... only time I'll go to the doctor is if I have to get, like, some sort of medication or a shot, you know? Other than that, too. It's like, I don't like people touch me. Yeah, I barely hug most of my family members.
Yeah, I was like that for a while. Now, they can't, like, they push me off, you know? I can't help it. I'm an affectionate person, you know? Yeah. Mostly, I like irritating them. I think that's what that's what drives me to do it.
Yeah.
I just like smothering them and like, get off of me. No, I love you. I love you so much. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was never like that. I was just like, hey, you know, all right, one, two, all right, that's it. That's two, like, Mississippi.
You're like, your dad is like, you greet him with the handshake. Your mom, you greet him with the handshake.
I know, right?
Shake, you know?
Don't even shake, just salute them, you know.
Yeah, just nod your head up and down.
Exactly.
Down. Yeah, so what made you get into stand up? Like, how did you get started?
I just got out of a band at the time. I was still like heavily in the music. I just got out of a band at the time, an old blues band. And I was like, I wanna still entertain because I like doing it and it helps me out with my like I wouldn't say social anxiety. I would say, like, social awkwardness. Because, like, when you, like, if you catch me outside in the streets and start talking, I'll be like, oh, shit. Like, yeah. I wouldn't know what to say, you know what I mean? But if I know it's for entertainment purposes or it's for, like, a performance, I can go on forever, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, so I find that I don't know if it's, like, a true thing or not. I'm still working on that. If I do entertain it, if I still keep doing entertainment enough... Mm-hmm. It'll, like, slowly but surely, like, get into my actual personal life.
Yeah.
Where I'm able to talk okay with people. Like, at my new job right now, I sell, like, I'm a salesman, you know? So, yeah. I sell bicycles, like, you know, like, high-end bikes. Like, bikes that cost, like, way more than my fucking car. Like, $15,000 and stuff like that, you know? Yeah. My car was $800. It's like, wow. Yeah, so most of these bikes are, like, worth two of my cars, okay? Yeah. And, so I have to talk to people, and I can do that because it's a performance.
Yeah.
I'm performing.
I have to put on a show.
Yeah, I'm putting on a show so you can buy something.
Yeah.
But as soon as I get to my coworkers, where they're just like, oh, so what are you doing this week? And I'm just like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, I'm mumbling, and I'm like, my head's like down. I can't make eye contact. I start sweating for no reason. Shit like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to say social anxiety because that just makes it seem like it's like, I need to take pills for this.
Yeah.
I don't need pills. I used to smoke weed, but that made me even more paranoid.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, I just stay quiet. I'm just the guy who's just quiet, nodding his head. Just, okay. Mm. Or no.
It's been working so far, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, it's doing okay.
But yeah,
like,
but
that's what got me into comedy, is just to see if I can, like, if I can go up in front of people.
Yeah.
Then I can, like, I can hopefully sooner or later just start talking to people like nothing.
Yeah.
You know?
But I put on a show every day of my life. I just pretend like I'm entertaining people. That's,
okay.
Like, I'm outside and I'm very physical. I'm like, I do a lot of gestures. Like, I try to joke around a lot, like, to, like, diffuse the tension. Kind of helps me, like, get more comfortable. Like, that way I can measure the person I'm talking to. Like, if they're able to, like, hang with me or, like, take a joke, then I know I'm gonna be okay. If not, then I'm like, all right, I'm gonna dial it down because I can be a little bit more, like, a little much to handle, you know?
Yeah, I used to do that in high school, but then, like, I met a Jewish kid and I didn't mean to make a Holocaust joke.
Oh,
and I was just all like, I did, like, you know how I say I do the Holocaust jokes whenever I can't find parking? I used to do that too whenever we're in a large building. Like, at the mall and something like that. One of my friends brought another friend over, and he was Jewish.
Okay.
And we're walking around the mall, and I'm just like, man, there's so many people. We need another Holocaust.
Oh.
And he's just like, my friend's like, oh, dude, that's not very nice, you know, because some Jewish people might take offense to that. I'm like, man, there's no Jews here. Yeah. And then his friend was just like, I am. Oh. I'm just like, no, you're not. And he's just like, nah, I am. I'm like, fuck.
Damn. Was he wearing the what's it called?
He didn't wear the yarmulke.
Yeah.
Nah, he wasn't wearing that.
Man, it's his fault, because I mean, isn't that like, nah, I don't want to go down that pipeline too, you know?
Yeah, no.
No, guys.
It's like,
I'm
so they have to, like, yeah. They have
isn't
to, like,
isn't it a law
know?
For them to wear it? Because, I mean, that's a symbol like of that they're around. I don't know.
Probably they have to make it known that they're Jew?
Yeah.
It's
I
like,
don't know. It's kind of fucked up.
It's, yeah,
sorry,
it
guys.
Is. That's you know who made them known that they were Jew? Yeah. Fucking
Nazis.
They put that yellow star on them all the time. Oh, my God. Oh, dude. Nazis are crazy, man.
I want to interview like a Jewish person. I want to ask them questions. Like,
yeah.
I feel like I'm not the only one that wants to know like why they have the curly hair. Like, I could easily just go on Google and just But I wanted, you know,
why not get it from
person,
like the actual
you know?
Source? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And doing this, like, I've been getting to know a lot of people. Like.
Yeah, I saw what you're doing with the therapist. That was pretty.
Yeah.
That was pretty interesting.
Yeah, and then my last one. She was a poet and a writer. So
okay.
You know, and she happened to be like she was lesbian, and I had a lot of questions. Like, I really don't know a lot of like gay people or lesbians or members of the LGBT community.
Yeah.
You know? So I was just, I had a bunch of questions, like, you know, like how the experience, because obviously I'm not gay, so I've never really wondered if I was either. So, like, I wanted to get the point of view from an actual person that probably went through it all, you know?
Yeah, like see if, what I want to know is, like,
the judgments that they were getting, the looks, if they got, like, harassed or something. I just want to see, I want to hear the experience from a person that actually has been living through it, you know?
Exactly, because you get to know two things. One, how strong they are. Like, cause like, you know, the coming out is like a fucking, like, that's a scary thing to do. And to do it, that's like really fucking brave, you know, because we're just now a society that is okay with it. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's this month or was it last month where it's like Gay Pride Month, you know what I mean? Which is good, you know?
Yeah.
And like we're just, I don't remember that happening, like, you know, like 3 or 4 years ago. Yeah. You know, we're just starting
even
happening
though
now.
We're very liberal in California. Still, you know, it wasn't really accepted as much. Like, you heard about it, but not as much as now. It's everywhere, you know.
Yeah.
Like, everywhere you go, it's fine. I mean, you do whatever you want, you know. Like, it doesn't have anything to do with me. It doesn't bother me. So do your thing, you know. Love whoever you want to love. Be whoever you want to be. As long as you're not hurting anybody, you know. That's
exactly,
all.
Yeah.
You know, as long as you're not crossing that line, you know, it's two people that are, you know, consenting, then it's all good.
Exactly. Yeah. So you get to see how like strong they are and how brave they are, and two, you also get to learn how fucked up people can be, because they'll tell you story. Like, not all of them. Some people have some good experience. They're like, no, my parents were cool with it.
Yeah.
Like, my whole family was cool with it.
Yeah.
But some people, I haven't heard any, but you see it on the news.
Yeah.
Like, we've seen, like, you know, like
the gay bashing, and
gay
stuff.
Bashing, all that stuff. You know,
the bombs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All that stuff. And it's like, you get to see like really how fucked up people are.
Yeah.
And it's like, shit, like, I can't say nothing no more. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, and it makes it hard for us, like, comics. Like, we gotta, like, our thing is we shouldn't keep our job is to make fun of everything. There's really nothing off, you know,
off guard. Yeah.
Like, nothing you can't make fun of, you know, like, our job is making fun of everything and anything. And then when shit like that happens, like, let's have a gay joke and something like that. Like, somebody blows up the gay club.
Yeah.
Now you can't really do that joke because everybody's all sensitive. Like,
exactly.
Like, how fucked up is that to be to, like, man, like, 500 people died, but what about my joke? I can't do my joke.
Like the too soon type of jokes?
Yeah, thank you, Al-Qaeda.
Dakota Freeman. You remember him?
I like him as a person. That's
why
I want
that's
to have
him. He's
on.
Really nice. But, anyways, he does this joke where he's all like, did jesters had like too soon jokes, like for like after the Black Death and shit like that. You know, it's like, oh, like, I got the plague. Oh, rats. Because of the fucking rats.
Yeah.
And I was fucking dying in the back.
Yeah.
Just, oh my God. That dude fucking cracks me the fuck up, man. Like, he does this one other joke where he's like, you know, like, I'll go to a restaurant, ask for a Coke, and be like, is Pepsi okay? And he's like, nope. And I get up. And I walk into oncoming traffic. I'm just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
First time I heard that at the library, I was like, dude, what the fuck? And I was fucking dying.
Yeah.
That dude is funny as shit.
Yeah, he's funny. And he did that joke in San Francisco, where he just came from San Francisco.
Yeah, I was following him on I follow him on Instagram, and I was looking at his post on his story thing.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, he's doing traveling. He's doing like road jokes. I'm like, road like
the
trip
gigs.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, road gigs. Yeah. Something I've always wanted to do,
yeah,
man.
Me too.
It's just like, one thing I'm scared of is like driving off a cliff. Oh. And you ever watch that movie Wrong Turn?
No.
There's like four of them. These people cannot fucking make the right turn. Fucking, it's basically they go into the woods and then like inbred hillbillies, white of course, fucking just start like hacking them to death, and like of course one survives and then they get out. You would think that the motherfucker that survives would have the human decency to put like a sign up. It's like, hey, don't go down here, inbred motherfucker's gonna fucking kill you.
Yeah.
And then have another sign like, yo, seriously, turn back. And then like a third sign, three signs, that's all you have to do. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, I'm traumatized. Do you want it to happen to someone else, motherfucker? Think of the greater good. Yeah. God damn it.
After four fucking movies, you can't figure it out.
Four fucking movies. You think the police would be like, a lot of people go missing there. You know what I mean? Someone should have caught on to this shit. You know what I mean?
Especially, I mean, wouldn't you think that the people that are surviving would probably go to the police? Like, what the fuck are they doing?
Yeah, exactly. Everyone's all scared, like, oh, no one's going to believe me. Have you thought about trying?
Yeah.
It's like, shit. I'll believe if someone came up to me and was like, don't go in that building.
Yeah.
There's a motherfucker killing people. I'm like, okay. Yeah. I'm not going to be like, liar, and go in. No, I believe you. Why else would you tell me?
Yeah, like, fuck you. I'm going to go in there. Put
exactly.
Yeah.
Dude, like, I've had people, like, talk me out of, like, you know, staying up at 3 a.m. Because it's like, oh, don't stay up at 3 a.m. or 3:30. Something, because it's the witching hour.
Oh,
and
shit.
Now if it's like 2 o'clock and I'm still up, even if I'm doing homework or like if I'm doing like some sort of research or study, I'll stop. And I say research or study because I'm lying, because it's really just video games. That's all it is.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to sound smart on here, you know.
It's all good.
Most of my family who hasn't talked to me in a while is probably gonna be listening. And I want them to like to know, at least think like, oh, you know, he's doing all right.
Yeah.
Not just be like, he's talking about his dick and then like, you know, he's kissing ass to his girlfriend.
Yeah.
You know, it's, that's all he's doing with his life.
I think he might have blown your cover talking about it right now.
Yeah, it's
this part.
Hey, the cat's had to come out one day. All right. It's bound to happen.
That's true. Yeah.
That's always awkward, though, going to, like, family functions, and you know you haven't done shit with your life.
Yeah.
And it's like, you just go there, everyone's like, hey, you still in school?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It's been about, like,
and then the next
four
question,
fucking years.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I did 4 years in high school, you didn't say shit.
Yeah, like, are you almost done? Yeah. How long do you have left? Oh, just a couple more classes, that's all. Oh, well, let us know, because we want to go to your graduation. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, that happens to me all the time. Like, I feel like I'm the black sheep of the family. I haven't done shit with my life. Like, my cousin, she owns her house. My other cousin, she has a baby. She's about to.
Right?
Get...
Oh.
Yeah, and then.
Dude, like, okay, how many of your friends from high school are already having kids?
Yeah, I have a joke about that, too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
okay.
I came up with the kind of, but it's not about them. It's about me being, I'm very, what's it called? Fuck. It's when. Damn, how could I fuck? I always do this. Yeah. I was blank in the middle.
Luckily, it's just us in the living room right now, and you're not like at the library.
Yeah, it would be like, trust me, it's gonna probably happen tonight at the library. Watch. Yeah, like I haven't grown up yet.
Uh huh.
Like, oh yeah, I can't do commitments. I'm scared of like committing to things.
Yeah.
Like, I see my friends on Instagram or Facebook, like, they're already, like, they're teaching, they're engineers, or, like, they're about to get married, or they have a baby. Like, I'm not like that. I can't commit it to, like, I don't even have a car. Like, I don't have a brand new car because, like, every time I go to the dealers, they tell me I got to sign a 50-month lease. Like, come on, I can't even go a week without cheating on my girlfriend. What makes you think that I'm going to sign a 50-month lease, you know?
Exactly, yeah. Man. Can't even stay faithful to the woman I love. What makes you think I'm gonna stay faithful to this piece of metal?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, come on, I'm probably gonna get tired of this shit too, you know, in a like couple of days.
Oh god, all the women that are gonna listen, all the lady listeners, they're like, such assholes.
Hey.
It's fucking jokes, the guys, all right? Or
yeah,
women.
I mean, by now they should know that this is my type of this is the humor that I put out. So if you don't like it, then you know, like that's on you, because I had a podcast called Dick in the Box for a reason. I'm not the nicest person all the time, you know. Most part I am, but I do have my that dickish side, I guess.
Okay, everyone does, you know.
Yeah,
I mean this is the
place where I come out and
that's
do
good.
All
you don't like do it in public or like you have to try to remind people about it.
Yeah.
I've met people that are just like, oh, I'm such an asshole, like I'm such a bitch.
Yeah.
And I mean it's like if you have to constantly remind people.
Yeah.
Then you're really not, man.
Yeah, like that. I just like it just comes natural. I don't mean to do it, you know. Mm-hmm. It just happens. So why hide it? You know, might as well make a joke for. I mean, make a joke exactly. out of it. You know, somebody's bound to like it. So
exactly. at least I got something fan. Out there for everyone. Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
All night. Oh, my bad.
No, it's cool, dude. Just yank it on the cord.
Yeah. Sorry
there
about that.
There we go.
that was your headpiece?
Huh?
That was the ear.
Yeah, that's what the earpiece oh, right shit. There. Felt like you were yanking on an earring.
Just a bunch of cables all over the place, man. Yeah. Don't worry. I'll clean it up after.
That's cool, dude. I don't mind. I'll help you.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So, like, who are some of your influences? Like, your favorite comics? Do you have any?
Dave Attell.
Oh, yeah.
Big fucking time. Dave Attell.
Yeah.
Not accidentally. I planned it, but I had to because I couldn't think of anything. I was like blanking out on the spot, so I stole one of his jokes.
Oh.
But when I put up the recording, I admitted I was like the first joke I say is not mine.
Oh. Okay.
It's about like anal beads. Okay. He's saying like anal beads. Like why do they all come in different colors when yeah, they always come out brown?
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. I was like, everyone liked that. It's funny that night because that was the same recording where people were booing me.
Uh-huh.
They liked the anal beads joke, but didn't like Rihanna getting beat or someone cutting himself.
Yeah.
I think it's where's your limit, guys? Yeah. Like, come on.
Well, that's true. You would think. I mean, you're opening them up with a joke like that.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you're easing it in real slow, you know?
Yeah. Who else? Bill Burr is always funny.
Okay.
Joe Rogan is funny, too. He's like really, what I like about him, he's like really smart.
Yeah.
So it's like that kind of like almost smart humor.
Yeah, it makes you think.
Yeah.
You know, like makes you realize how big of an idiot you are.
Exactly. Because yeah. like I barely graduated high school. Yeah. Him and Doug Stanhope.
Oh, I like Doug.
Him, I hope to like get as good as him because he what I like about him, he rants.
Yeah.
He fucking goes on for like ever about like certain, like just like one topic and he makes like, and there's like five jokes in that one topic, but he's ranting.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, that dude is hilarious.
Have you seen any of them live?
No, yeah. I'm actually saving up money because I think Dave Attell's doing a show in LA in September.
Okay.
I think. I'm not too sure. I know some comics are coming down like in like the fall season.
Uh-huh.
So I'm saving up for that.
Yeah, I saw him at the Laugh Factory, I think. I think it was him.
Who?
Attell.
Dave Attell?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
But that was a while ago.
I was watching him last night on Netflix. He has a special on Netflix called Roadwork. Oh. I think, Roadwork.
Is it where he has the camera?
Yeah. Like,
oh, okay, yeah.
I love that one.
Yeah. So.
Sorry, just drinking some water. That's but yeah, okay. Him, that, and Kyle Kinane.
Oh, I love that fucker, man. Dude. He's fucking awesome. I was just thinking about him, too, like, this morning.
Yeah.
I was like, man, who are, like, my influences? I was like, yeah, definitely him. Like, he's fucking hilarious.
You ever heard that one joke where he's, like, talking about, like, his anxiety? And he's, like, saying, like, you know, he's, like, very superstitious. He's like, hold on, Kyle. Did you take that steps in odd? Did you walk down that stairs in odd steps or even steps?
Yeah.
It was odd steps. Yeah. Oh, now you got to be a Benihana chef. Because he's like talking about some Freaky Friday shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And when he's talking about with the Benihana chefs, I was like, dude, I've never thought of it that way. Like, it's funny as shit. Because he's all saying, like, that should scare the shit out of everyone, being a Benihana chef. Because you got to, like, start throwing knives in the air and doing tricks. And, like, you asking people, like, oh, it's your birthday. What do you want for your birthday?
Comes a train. Choo, yeah. choo, choo, choo.
It's like an onion volcano choo-choo train. Yeah. What does that even mean? Is that a Red Hot Chili Pepper song? That dude cracks me up. One thing I like about him, he's like really into conspiracy theories too.
True, yeah.
Dude, I would go into a black hole with that shit. Like, if you want to talk conspiracy theories, we can do that today.
Yeah.
Just listeners... just grab some food right now because it's going to be a long one.
All right, fuck it. Let's go.
He said it as a joke,
uh-huh.
but a part of me, this is retarded. It's stupid for me to think that it's possibly true, but it is. He's saying that the moon controls tide, the water, and the ocean, and we're like 73% of water.
Oh, okay.
And he was doing like as a werewolf joke, but I took it as like, yo, that could be it. Because how come all human beings assume nighttime? For sleep.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
True.
If it wasn't for the moon pushing us back down or like or something, doing something to like us gravity. That made us sleepy at night.
Yeah.
And it's like, what the fuck? And of course someone's gonna comment on this and be like, actually it's because of like this and that and like, you know, it's been going on since the Greek times and and it's like, you know, I don't give a shit. This is what I believe in.
Yeah.
entertains me while like I'm just standing around doing nothing, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Just helps you kill some time, you know?
Exactly. There's a coworker of mine. I walked in on two of my coworkers talking about dinosaurs, and then they just asked me, like, Justin, do you believe in dinosaurs? I was like, fuck yeah, I do. Yeah, they're awesome. And then, like, the older gentleman, he's just like, do you believe in aliens? And then the other guy just looked at me, he's like, Justin, run. Don't do it. And I was just like, yeah, I believe in it, because I do. Yeah. He's like, do you believe in aliens? I was like, fuck yeah. And he was just like, oh, what color are they? Are they, like, green, like how TV? Or are they, like, tall and gray? And, of course, a Canadian, some guy from, I think he's a Canadian ambassador, some guy in Canada, there's a video. I don't know any links to it, but I've seen it on YouTube of a guy admitting that the aliens exist and that they've been in contact with them and that they've met them and that they're tall, gray motherfuckers. You know what I mean? Yeah. They're not like green and slimy. They're not like short, round-headed motherfuckers.
Yeah.
They're just deformed, like ugly, but like they're just weird-shaped, tall, fucking gray aliens.
Wow.
And as soon as I heard that, because he's not just talking to a camera. It's like, you know, when they have like the meet the press and like, where they have like the people doing their speeches in front of Congress.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like a video of that.
Oh, shit.
Of a Canadian ambassador or some Canadian motherfucker.
Yeah.
Is saying it just out loud. He's not even like saying, like being all like dramatic, like how I am. He's just like, yeah, you know, like we've come in contact with them several times throughout the years. Fuck? You know what I mean? They've advised us in, like, you know, several decisions we've had to make as a government. And I was just like, what the? Why is no one freaking out? Everyone just stood there, was just sitting there, just like taking notes. Like, oh, okay, yeah, aliens exist. Yeah. Okay. And like, I was like, how is there not chaos right now?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
I think because they probably think that he's crazy.
Probably. Yeah. He's an old fucker too. Yeah. So it's like, they're probably like, just let grandpa fucking say what he wants. He's Canadian. Who's going to believe him anyways?
Canadian.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. I don't know if I believe in aliens, but one thing, if they do exist, I think we got technology off of them. Like, they're the ones that are influencing us to make our cell phones smaller, the way
exactly.
They work.
They're the reason technology. Why we can send our dick pics to like all of fucking like Europe in just one button. You know what I mean?
Like, okay, think about this. What about if our personal stuff is their Pornhub? Like, that's what they jerk off to. Like, you know,
they just like you know, looking at social security cards and shit like that, bank accounts.
So supposedly, like, the government spies and they see our texts and stuff. What about they do the same thing? It was just, and that's what they get off. They like porn isn't like, it's not enough for them. Like,
no,
our private shit is what gets them off.
I don't even think aliens like see sex the way we do. Like, I think they just see the heck our animals do. It's just a way of making more of them. Like, just reproduce, you know?
Yeah.
And they don't see it like how, like, you know, most guys do, like, oh, I just want some pussy. You know, they're just like, I just need to make more me.
Yeah.
It's like, so we can conquer everything one day. You know what I mean? It's just like, that's why all animals do it.
How do you think they reproduce? Do you think they do it with the finger? Like, fucking,
I don't know. I hope not.
That's like, why they probe you. That's why it's supposed
to be. See, like, if I were to get abducted by aliens, I would be fine if probing wasn't a thing.
Because
if they just want to talk, like, what's it like on Earth? I'll talk to them. Why not? You know, just be like, it sucks. You know what I mean? Especially if you're brown. So if you guys are lucky, you're white. You're almost white, you know?
But do you think, man, this is an interesting conversation we're having. I like it.
Absolutely. We are going like so. We were talking about just like normal comedy and like, you know, stuff you'd normally hear in an interview. Now we're just jumping into some shit that's like no one wants to hear.
Yeah, fuck it. And it's forcing them now.
It's like, it's so off topic. And the funny thing is, none of us are high.
Yeah.
That's what I'm tripping out about. There's no weed. There's no alcohol.
Do you think shapeshift? Yeah.
I don't know about that, but have you heard about reptile people?
No.
That they can shapeshift? Really? Apparently, like, Justin Bieber's one.
What?
I don't believe this shit, though. It's reptile people. That seems like some, like, Mortal Kombat shit. Like, you know, like that fucking character reptile and shit like that. That seems like some, like, weird fucking, like, I don't know. If I seen it on Skyrim, I don't think it's real. And there's, like, reptile people in Skyrim. It's a video game for those who don't know.
Earth? Huh? Do you believe Earth is round?
Yeah.
All right. Just make me sure.
Anyone who thinks it's flat is like retarded.
Yeah, I just want to make sure. I want to see where you draw the line.
Yeah, like, no, I that shit that is how people. No, like I believe in some stupid stuff, but nothing that stupid.
Nah, yeah.
Like,
I don't know.
I don't even know how someone would think of that.
What, the reptile people?
Or no, the Earth is flat. And the reptile people.
I don't know, man. Just some people need to believe in shit that, you know. Yeah. Let them, you know, like, I don't want to get into religion. Let's not get into religion. But religion is something like a topic that people need to believe in something in order to live their life. Some people don't. They're fine just accepting that life is a piece of shit and you just got to get through it.
I've been getting really into religion. I know you don't want to talk about it, but I'm not going to like be like talking down. I'm just going to say I've been looking up studies about them.
Yeah.
And the one thing that I can't like wrap my head around of why they would is you ever heard of Heaven's Gates? Like back in like the 80s, I think it was. Yeah. I went to the Museum of Death over in LA.
Okay.
Fucking crazy place. They have a human head that's been, that was like from a guillotine execution from like 1770 something, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. Back in like French era, like, you know, like
when how was it preserved?
Like, I don't know, honestly. Uh-huh. They have it preserved somehow. It's not in a jar, it's in a jar, but it's not filled with liquid.
Oh shit,
it's just there. I don't know what the fuck. No, it's like it's the same size of like our normal heads, you know what I mean?
Not decomposed or anything,
it's like a little decomposed, like you can see some of the skull, but you can still see like a lot of the rotten flesh. It's preserved somehow, I don't know how. But it's amazing. Uh-huh. But anyways, back to the Heaven's Gate. They had the original bunk beds that they found them in. Uh-huh. And they had the packs of pudding that they were eating.
What?
When they like, you know, when they put the poison in there.
Yeah.
And they had the ingredients of what to do as like all together. So what they would have to do is step by step, they would have to eat some of the pudding that had the poison in it. Uh-huh. Take a swig of vodka, eat some more pudding, take another swig of vodka. And fucking go lay down, put a plastic bag over their head, and they would just lay there and wait to die.
Wow.
And they had like little like mannequins like in that position of them just laying there with a plastic bag over their head.
Uh-huh.
It was fucking really creepy. And they had like their commercials playing on a loop.
Yeah.
Like from Heaven's Gate, from the leader and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And I just kept thinking, like, how the fuck this one guy
convinces all these people.
To do this shit. You know what I mean? It's fucking weird. Like, culture is fucking weird, dude. That's
just charisma.
Like,
you're able to talk your way out of things.
Yeah. Like, dude, like, if you're able to talk people into killing themselves, why won't you use it for something else?
True. Yeah.
You know?
Trump.
Huh?
Trump?
What about him?
You wouldn't think, like, somebody could take his fucking job?
Somebody could take his job?
Yeah, like,
talk him out of his job?
Yeah.
I don't know. The person like that, it would be kind of hard, but it could be done, maybe.
Ego or what?
Ego. That's all it is. He's like a fucking, like, you know, big man, big car, big, you know, this, you know what I mean?
I was thinking about, like I would go off on people, too. Like, I would come up with all this nonsense, too. If people were talking about how small my dick was just because out of my hands, like, you wouldn't? Like, that's challenging your manhood right there.
Hell no. I wouldn't because you're in politics. You're just like, you're supposed to keep...
But come on, your dick? Like, but I understand. Like, why does your penis size have to do with your politics? But he's a whole different thing because he shouldn't be in politics, you know? Like, he's an entertainer. He's, like, you got to give him that. He's entertaining as fuck. He's always in the news for... Fifi or whatever the hell he's on this week.
I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, yeah. The reason why I didn't want to go into like religion is because I could go out for hours. That's
right.
And I don't want to like, because I have arguments for both sides. You know.
Okay, I get you.
Because I was in religion, like I was a Jehovah's Witness. I've been Christian for a while.
That's who I've been talking to lately. They come to my house sometimes, and we just talk about the Bible.
Yeah,
I told them straight up, like, because I'm a Christian. It's like, I told him straight up, like, look, I'm not going to, like, convert. Like, I'm already happy being a Christian, you know what I mean? Like, and they're like, it's fine. I was like, if you guys want to keep coming back and we could talk about the Bible, by all means. So they read from their Bible, and what they'll do, be like, oh, what does yours say? And we notice the similarities, and somehow it's almost built up like a small friendship out of the way. Like, you know, we're able to, like, today they came by before you came.
Uh-huh.
We're able to, like, joke around with each other more lightly. Of course, I can't say, like, all the normal jokes I say with you because they're, like, you know, I don't want to say uptight, but they're, like, a pure of heart type of crowd, you know?
Yeah. Because, that was one of the reasons why we got out because they were very, like, strict. You had to do this. You couldn't do that. Like, couldn't celebrate holidays. You can't, like, if you...
I thought that was Mormons.
No, them too.
Them
they
too?
Don't celebrate Christmas. Well, obviously, Christmas. But yeah, they don't like their birthdays. They don't really like... Or at least that's what they told us. Maybe yeah. They just didn't want to come to our birth... To my fucking birthday party when I invited them. Something, yeah. But yeah, I mean, just a really, like, a topic that I could go on.
Yeah.
On about that. No, I want to focus this shit on you. I don't want to talk about conspiracy theories and all this stuff anymore.
Okay,
like, I still, I do, like, it's, like, us, like, we could talk about it, but, I mean, I want people to get to know you, your comedy, and your music, so, like, let's switch over?
Yeah, let's go back. Okay, let's go back into actual topics that we're supposed to.
So, we're talking about your comedic influences, right?
Yeah.
So, you said Dave Attell.
Dave Attell, Kyle Kinane, yeah. Bill Burr, Joe Rogan, Doug Stanhope.
Like, is that, like, something that you do with your jokes? You try to, like, not, like, mirror, like, their stuff, but, like...
Try to do, like, something similar?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I did that one night at the Harp Inn over in Costa Mesa, and this one guy, he's always come up after me, uh-huh. and whatever my closer was or whatever part of my joke that I said that he remembered, he would use that as his opener. Not like stealing it, but he would go off on that.
Yeah.
And it was almost like a tag team type of thing. Like,
all right.
You know, like, it was like a tag team without even, like, it
like
happening. It was just like, it just happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we didn't plan it or anything like that. It was just, he would just go off. He's like, cause like, I remember last time I was here, I said I was vegan.
Oh, yeah.
I cut that shit out.
Oh, okay. I was gonna ask you that too. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I gave up on that shit.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later. But I was doing the jokes about me being vegan.
Uh-huh.
And then he was just like, oh yeah, my wife made me become a vegan. Cause like all this stuff. And he was like doing jokes about that.
Uh-huh.
And he was funny.
Yeah.
And then like the one night, last night I did the Harp Inn, he came up to me. He was like, dude, like you remind me a lot of like a short, chubby, brown Dave Attell.
Yeah.
And I almost like teared up a little bit. And I was just like, oh, thank you so much, sir. Like, you know, I was like, because this guy's been doing it for about like 3 or 4 years. And
uh-huh.
I've like only been doing it for a few months at the time.
Yeah.
And I was just like, dude, that fucking meant a lot right there.
Yeah.
So I do try to like be somewhat like them.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like I only stilled one joke.
Okay.
I like to say that. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
That's only because I was like freaking out.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, you just gotta get comfortable. You know? Like,
yeah.
Like, because the crowd could tell if you're like nervous up there.
Oh, yeah. And they're like,
tell.
They'll either help you out,
yeah,
or they'll eat you a fucking alive,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah,
like
you can't give
dude.
Them that. You can't give them that, like that power, because they'll take it. You know, like they'll see a witness and they'll jump on it. You know?
Dude, okay. I remember one time at the Harp Inn again. I was there and I was just bombing. I was not funny at all. It was just horrible because I was drunk that night,
oh,
and I thought
shit.
I would be able to do good drunk, but I sucked. Cause I was nervous,
uh-huh.
and I was drunk too. So being drunkenly nervous,
yeah.
I kind of did what that Channing Tatum guy did.
Uh-huh.
I was talking shit to the crowd.
Oh, all right.
Without even like some of it was funny, but I felt like it was also too offensive. Even though people were laughing,
uh-huh.
I felt like for me to say that was too offensive. Like, my innocent side was just all like, oh, dude, you should go and apologize, which I did. I apologize. Because what happened was I was talking about being vegan
uh-huh.
and like, yeah, I don't eat no more beef or anything like that. And like this Arab guy fucking boos me. He's like, boo. I'm just like, the fuck? Like, I was like, don't you guys worship cows? Like, why the fuck are you booing me? Like,
oh.
And shit like that. And then some people started laughing.
What was the joke about? Like, you remember?
I was just my normal vegan joke.
Oh,
I was like,
okay.
Oh yeah, so I'm vegan. Like I just opened up with that. Like, so I'm vegan, you
uh-huh.
know, stuff like that. And then the guy just went, boo. And I'm just like, fuck you, dude.
Shit.
Don't you like, you're Arab. Don't you like fucking worship cows? And then like some people were laughing, you know what I mean? And then like, yeah. And then like, I move on. Like then later on in the joke, I do another joke about how I don't like tequila.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, I'm a horrible Mexican, so I hate tequila. And then his brother, another Arab, fucking just goes, boo.
Oh.
I'm just like, I didn't even know you people were allowed to drink. Like, what the fuck are you booing me for? I thought you guys can't drink. And
yeah.
then like everyone's just like, I could just hear everyone's butthole just tighten up because they're just like, all right, I was taking too far.
Yeah.
But like I heard some people in the bar kind of laughing, but they were like, you know, white. And so they were like, yeah, he's good. He knows. He gets it. And it's like, yeah.
Like you could have just said like, I would have maybe if I don't know, mate, right now I could think of a comeback. But
mm-hmm.
it's like, isn't that, well, why are you making, like, are you worshiping your God or something? Like I would have said that, you know?
Fucking
like, this is probably not the place to worship your God, but like, moo moo, because that's what it sounds like to me. It sounds like you're I don't know,
man.
Like, but, that's something, you know. Fucking yeah, someone would have come back.
It would have been that would have been a lot nicer than when, like, what I said, you know. And like after the show, I felt like shit. And I was like, hey, oh, dudes, my bad. Like, I wasn't trying to like be disrespectful to your guys' culture or anything like that. And these two dudes, they were just like, dude, it's fine.
Yeah.
Don't apologize. We thought that shit was funny. And I was just like, really? And I apologized to the owner before. And I was like, hey, sorry if I got kind of racist up there. And he was just like, I don't give a shit. No, fuck it. Do it. I'm not going to stop you. Fuck,
that's my type of fucking.
Yeah, owner. It's like, and I realized how much of a fucking pussy I was being that night. And I was just like, fuck, dude. And yeah, how did we get up on this topic?
Oh, we were talking about. Fuck. Our favorite, like, we're talking about our favorite comics.
Oh, yeah. Anyways.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We're talking about it now. That's what's important.
Exactly.
I got into a story. I forgot what the fuck we're talking about.
It's cool, man. It happens. I forget a lot of shit. But, so, yeah, that's basically what, like, my main influence is what I try to do.
Yeah.
It's like, I try to go, like, you know, I try to shock people.
Uh-huh.
Like, with the shit I say, either how random it is, how stupid it is, or how, like, borderline insulting it is.
Yeah.
But still, like, in a funny way, I don't try to go across that line. So when I do, I feel like shit. You know what I mean? Just like that night, you know?
Yeah. Well, could have been the alcohol, too.
Yeah, that too. But it's like, that's no excuse. You know, yeah, like, when people are like, oh, I was drunk, I'm sorry. That's no excuse.
True.
Because, like, those same people always, like, defend it, like, saying, like, oh, I know what I'm doing. When I'm drunk, like, it's still me. It's like, well, don't use that excuse.
I've never tried drinking. Like, I want to try it. Like, I want to get, like, I want to smoke before I do a set, and I want to drink just to see.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah, I just want to see, like, how the effects, you know, like, how it will affect me. Because I'm used to bombing anyway, so it wouldn't make any, you know.
See, right now, it's good for comics like us, because we have, like, no reputation at all. It's like, someone's just going to be like, look at that asshole. And then, like, it's like, that's it.
It's pretty much, we're doing open mic. Nobody knows us. Like, exactly. If we fuck up once, they're going to forget about it next week. You know?
The only ones who remember your names is the guy hosting it and maybe some other comics that, like, are there, like, they're waiting for their turn. And they, like, they notice, oh, I'm after Justin or I'm after Angel. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, what else? I've smoked weed before doing a performance one time. When I was back when I was in the blues band.
Okay.
And I was so fucking high. I was like thinking about like what I wanted to do after the show.
Uh-huh.
And what I wanted to do, I wanted to go to Taco Bell.
Oh.
And I was just like, man, I really want some Taco Bell. And then like apparently I said that into the microphone. So I was playing like din 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 din. And then like and then the thought in my head say like, man, I want some Taco Bell. And then I hear people laugh and I'm like, what? I'm like, snap back in. And I start singing the chorus
because
it's time for the chorus now. And then like afterwards, after the show and everything, I'm like putting shit away. And one guy was just like, so where are you going, man? You're going to go to Taco Bell? And I'm thinking like, how is he reading my mind? And I'm talking to my friend. I'm like, the fuck was that about? And he's like, dude, you're saying how much you want a Taco Bell. I was just like, dude, I thought I was fucking thinking that shit. I didn't know I said it. And then he's like, nah, man. Cool, you didn't fuck up the song though.
Oh, that's good. Hey,
that's good.
That's
what
matters, right?
I fucking one time. Have you ever like seen those people like play for change?
Yeah,
I did that once.
Okay.
Like mostly my friend, like he's just like, hey, oh, I'm out like at the beach. You know, do you want to come jam with me?
Uh-huh.
I can get some like bus money. And I was like, fuck it. And I like went over there and I fucking jammed with him. And I was high as shit on a brownie.
Oh shit.
And like the little on every like on most guitars, there's like dots to show you what fret you're on. You know what I mean? And some of the dots were looking like eyes.
Oh shit!
Like I was like fucking tripping balls.
Yeah, edibles,
you know what I mean?
Fucking. They mess
edibles
up.
Scare the shit out of me.
I have a. It's not a joke. It's like story, and I swear this happened to me. Like, I ate a brownie.
Yeah.
And then I went to bed. Like it didn't hit me, so I was like, I'm just gonna go to sleep. And I work graveyard shift, so I have to be up at night.
Oh damn. Okay.
So I saw this black cat, and I swear the fucking cat was talking to me. It's like, where are you going? like, I'm so comfortable in your car. Like, he was on my hood.
What the fuck?
Like, I'm just so comfortable in your car. Like, why don't you just go walk into it? I was like, no, cat, I gotta go. I gotta go to work.
No, cat.
I was talking to a fucking cat, and I told my coworkers, yeah, man, like, a fucking cat was telling me not to come to work. Like, he was comfortable in my car. He's like, what the fuck are you talking about? I didn't tell them I was high.
Yeah.
I told them I was really sleepy because, like, what's wrong with you? You look so tired, like, yeah, man, I'm fucking sleepy. Like, I swear, like, on my way, I was a cat was telling me not to come to work.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Later on that night, I was feeling the Tampico, the orange juice.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, one of them fucking lit on fire.
Oh, my
God. I saw it, like, I swear I saw it lit on fire. Like, I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. Like, what the hell was on this fucking brownie, man? Like, weed doesn't do that to you. Dude. So something had to be on it.
Honestly, I think it could because it is considered as a hallucinogen.
Oh, okay.
So it's considered as a psychedelic, you know?
Oh, man.
Well, not a psychedelic. I'm sorry. Just a hallucinogen. Yeah. I'm trying to remember all the shit. My brother works, like, with weed and shit like that. So he's telling me all this stuff. Anyways, I'm trying to remember, but it can, enough of it, it will fuck with your mind. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's, like, fucking so much, though.
But it was half of a brownie. You wouldn't think,
honestly,
like,
man. Okay, I bought a chocolate.
It just depends on the
how many mils is in it, you know?
Yeah.
I had a chocolate bar, and the serving says, like, you know, like, one square per serving.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, like, all right, I'll just take one square. And I took it. My cousin's fine. He like, freaked out a little bit, you know what I mean? Like, not, like freaked out. He was just, like, kind of, like, out of it. Like, he was, like, stone, basically. And I was fine. I was feeling good because, like, before I had that, I didn't smoke weed for, like, almost a month.
Okay.
So, like, getting back into it again, I was just like, yeah, dude, I feel fucking good. This is an awesome edible. I'm going to start taking this from now on. And then as soon as, like, he's like, hey, I'm going to go to sleep. It's, like, 3 o'clock in the morning. He's like, I'm going to go to sleep. And I'm like, all right, cool, yeah. And I'm, like, all happy still. I lay down, start laying down. Like, I'm going to go to sleep, too. And I'm, like, trying to sleep. And then, like, I lay down. And then as soon as my head hits the pillow, it's just wave of paranoia from my feet all the way to my face.
Fuck.
Just fucking hit me. And I'm just like, oh, my God.
Damn.
And I'm just like, my heart is pounding like a fucking, like, techno song. Just doom, 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 doom. And fucking, I'm sweating. It's 4 in the fucking morning.
Damn.
It's cold. And I'm sweating.
Yeah.
I'm just like, this is what crackheads feel when they're like fucking like they're craving and shit like that.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh my God, this is it. I might die tonight. I'm trying to text my cousin. I'm like, hey, are you still up, man? I need someone to talk to. And he sends me one text. He's like, yeah, what's up, man? And I'm like, yo, dude, I'm like really freaking out. Didn't text me back all morning. He texted me back the next day. He's like, hey, I'm sorry, man. I'm like, it's cool. I'm kind of calm now. That shit lasted for 2 days.
Fuck.
Not like, it died out. It was dying out, though. So, like, the next day, I was just feeling, like, dizzy. Like,
yeah.
My body was constantly in a wave form.
Uh-huh.
But then the next day, I had to go to work. But
oh,
I was still, like, not right in the head. Like,
uh-huh.
I was feeling just, like, mildly dizzy. Like,
yeah.
I was technically sober, but I was,
like,
also,
you felt,
like,
kind of foggy still?
I felt foggy in the head, and I had to drive.
I
don't drive when I'm, like, high. I don't drive when I'm drunk.
Yeah.
But this time I had to because I had to go to work. And I'm like, fuck. I'm like, it's just right up the street. I can do this. And I did it. Thank God. You know what I mean? I did it. And I was at work the whole time. And this is back when I was like selling dog food. You know what I mean? So I just had to talk to customers about dog food. And I'm just like, yeah, this thing has this many grams of protein. And that. And I'm like really slow. And like, I'm just like out of it. Everyone's like, you okay? Even some of the coworkers. Oh,
yeah.
Not the coworkers. The workers at the place I would go to, they're like, hey, oh, man, you good? I'm just like, yeah, I'm just like really tired. I'll do what you did. I'm really tired.
That's,
you know, that's like the easiest excuse ever, you know? Oh, dude, I feel you on that. Edibles scare the shit out of me.
Yeah.
They've always have. I've only had like one good experience on edibles.
I've
Other than
never
that,
had
it's
a good
like
experience ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess my homie was generous because my friend, he's the one that did it because he was giving me like, he gave me a Rice Krispie, and then, like, every time he did something, like, he would experiment with me because I love fucking pastries.
Hell yeah.
So I was the perfect, you know, guinea pig for him, and I didn't mind, you know, like, I was thinking about it, like, it's a brownie. A brownie is brownie, you know? So, yeah, but fuck, I guess he was generous with the, like, the portions he was putting in because, man, I ate half of the brownie.
Yeah.
So, like, imagine if I would have ate the whole thing, I would have been gone.
Yeah, dude.
I gotta put my shit down.
Huh?
So yeah, man. It's crazy.
I forgot what I was gonna say.
Do you remember like when you debuted it, like your first show? Do you
my first show?
Yeah.
I don't remember the exact date. I remember.
No, like,
do you
remember
was,
like where? Or, like,
I think
jokes?
It was.
The Rebel Bites, probably.
No, it wasn't the Rebel Bites. I think it was the library.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was the library. And I went there right after work. It was just something to do. My friend was like, hey, I'll meet you at your job. And you could just shoot me a ride over there and shoot me a ride back home. I'll go support you. And I was like, fuck yeah, let's go. Uh-huh. And I was like, tell him, like, yo, I'm like nervous. And at the time I was going through like some stuff in my head. So I was like, I don't want to get like too graphic about it, but it was like some medical stuff. I thought I was going to like, you know, going to need surgery. You know? Okay. So I was like getting nervous. I was like, but then again, I realized that even if I do get surgery, this would be a good time to do comedy. Cause it's like, at least I get to do something
before
my surgery,
yeah,
that I thought I was going to need, you know? And thank God I didn't need it, but like still that's what pushed me to do it.
Yeah.
Cause a part of me is just like, you know, you're just getting off of work. You're going to be tired. And like, I was looking for reasons to not to do it.
Yeah.
But then I was just like, you know, fuck it, dude. I might need surgery. I'm going to fucking go do this shit. And I just went, I got a few chuckles. Not that big of a crowd. Not that good with my jokes. Got a few chuckles. I got a few, like, you know, like, hey man, that was good, dude. You did good. You know, like, they can tell I was new. Like, you're new, huh? I'm like, this is my first time. And he's like, dude, just keep coming back, man.
Yeah.
And I was just like, fuck yeah, dude, thanks. And ever since then, I was just like, I enjoyed the adrenaline rush I got from it. So I was just like, I just want to do this now.
Yeah, that's my thing. Like, I only go if I'm not going to go to work the next day. Cause like I said, I work graveyard. So I have to be asleep by like 9. Like, well, I like to be asleep by a certain time.
Yeah.
You know, usually like if you don't get there on time, like you're going to be one of the last ones and you'll probably like go up like at 9:30, close to 10. So like I only go when I know I don't have to go work the next day. So I don't really go as often as I should. Cause you know what I mean? This is something I want to do. But that's my thing. Every time I go up, I feel those butterflies because I'm still not like used to it. I haven't been going constantly. Yeah. But yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, I feel you. Like that feeling that you had the couple of days, that's what I feel like every fucking time I go up. Exactly. But then I understand that once you tell the first joke and you get that first laugh, like it just washes away. And it's a funny feeling because like just feeling nervous and then like, and then all of a sudden just, like, you feel calm. It's just calming. I think that's why I do it. That's why I want to do it because I like that feeling. Like, for one, like, you're fucking anxious. Like, like super anxious to that level that you're almost shaking. And then out of nowhere, like, it just goes away. Like, surprising, you know?
And, like, before, I used to get this when I was, like, in a band. I would get those, like, post-shows blues. Okay. You ever heard of that phrase where, like, you get kind of bummed out because it's over now?
No,
it's like I just experienced like a mental roller coaster right now. You know what I mean? I had to wait in line to experience this shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And fucking now it's just all gone.
Oh.
And it's like shit. Like I gotta wait till next week to do this again. And it's like, dude, that seems like an eternity.
Yeah.
And it'll usually affect me if I bombed.
Oh. Okay.
Like if I did shitty fucking set, which I have.
Uh-huh.
And I would be so mad because I was like, fuck, now I got to wait a whole nother week
until
I can, like,
yourself.
To redeem myself, to prove that, I, like, hey, I'm not just some fucking dumbass who thought, oh, anyone could do this. No.
Yeah.
Like, I just get nervous, you know what
I
mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, yeah, so that's what keeps me doing it, you know what I mean? It's just basically, it's like a junkie type of feel.
Yeah.
I crave that fucking feeling. When I'm at work, I think about what I'm going to say, you know what I mean? When I'm, like, doing other things and I'm not on stage or I'm not like, you know, stuff, I'm constantly thinking of what to say. And sometimes it sucks because I can't bring my phone. I always have everything on my phone. I can't bring it out and fucking just start writing, you know? So I have to like really try to, I'll say it over and over again in my head or out loud so I can really remember it. If my girlfriend's there, she's the best because she'll like, I'll tell her a joke. Like, what do you think of this? And like, she'll be like, that's funny, or if she says it's insulting, I still say it because I know that like, if it's insulting her, then I'll assault some other people, but in a funny way. So like, I'll ask her, remind me to write this at home, and she will. And
That happens to me too, but I just like she tells me like, oh, you told me to tell you this. Like, what are you talking about? I don't remember anything.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, fuck, I should just write it down. Like, yeah, I have the same thing because at my job I'm cutting boxes up.
Yeah.
So I can't be pulling out my phone. I can't be like stopping. And I'm being recorded the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't really just stop and start typing because it looks like I'm texting somebody, you know? And it's like, what I do is I try to write as much of the jokes as I possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
That way I remember like what the punchline was, what the setup is and stuff. But yeah, man, I feel like I have so many great jokes that I fucking forgot. Like at that time, I thought, oh man, this is gonna be so funny. And then,
yeah.
Or then, or when I write it down, and then okay, I'm gonna read it later on, and then I read it out loud, mm-hmm. and I forget how to say it. Like I forget what
exactly the pauses that are. What my problem is too is that I do a lot of like when I'm like talking to people. Like, I do a lot of ranting type of jokes. That's why Doug Stanhope is, like, one of my biggest influences because I also rant a lot. You know, you ask, like, a lot of my friends, they'll tell you I'll, like, go on a topic and I'll, like, push it more and more and more to where it doesn't even make sense anymore, but it's still somewhat funny. You know what I mean? Like, I'll make fun of someone for 2 minutes or, like, I'll make fun of someone for one specific thing for 2 minutes. Straight of just that or like and that's a long time because usually someone's like oh you're fat
oh
and isn't that and all right yeah and then it's like no you're so fucking fat that the reason why you're still existing on here is just to keep the earth from not floating away from its spot in the atmosphere in the atmosphere that makes no sense but in space so that way we don't go
so
any
gravity
closer.
Won't take pull it away
exactly so we don't go any closer to the fucking sun you know what I mean like you're so fat you're the reason why your dad does not fuck your mother because you just fucked up her whole pussy and you're the reason why they're probably gonna get a divorce and also because they're just tired of feeding your fucking ass so they would rather spend all their money getting a divorce just to give the excuse of saying, we can't afford to get supersized this time. Oh, but what they're really thinking is, this is all a fucking plan, you fucking chubby piece of shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I do that type of stuff. Dang, but the problem with
dark,
having that...
That's dark, man. That's fucking dark. That's heavy.
No, it's the problem with having that type of, like, you know, idea of jokes is that we only get 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's all.
We don't get a lot. The reason why Doug Stanhope and all these other comics are able to do all this stuff, able to do storytelling and all this stuff, is because they have hours. They have, like, I've seen, like, specials going for, like, 2 hours, you know?
Yeah.
They have all this time. And everyone thinks, like, oh, an hour's not that long. No, when it's just you up there, it's an eternity.
Yeah.
5 minutes is already, like, a few days. It feels like a few days to me, you know?
Yeah.
But to have a whole hour. I remember one time, I think I did a 10-minute set.
Damn.
I was sweating. It was fucking
intense.
Where
was this?
I forgot where. It was some bar.
How long ago was
this? Ah. Fuck.
Was that the anchor?
No. I haven't done anchor yet.
No.
Nah. The line is too long for that shit, dude. You have to show up early as fuck.
I see Dakota and like.
Yeah, Dakota and all them, they all go over there a lot. You know, that's like their spots, you know?
Yeah.
The one place that was kind of like my like original spot was the Harp Inn.
Okay.
I love that place. You know what I mean? I've never been like a big fan of bars, but I would go to that one. Even if it wasn't to perform, I would still go. It's a nice place. Good ass tacos, dude. Fucking but yeah that's what sucks about like you know being a startup comic is like we have all these ideas but we only have such little time to try to fit it all because you just want to be like oh just hear me out look at this and then that and then that and then, oh my god and it's just like you know because we're really trying to make a name for us that's all we're doing we're just we have our own personality that we're just trying to marketize you know what I mean I don't even think that's a word but we're just trying to
marketize
you know what I mean? I don't fucking know we're just trying to make money and we're trying to make a thing out of our own personalities.
Yeah.
That's all we're doing.
Like, we're trying to find... Like, I try to find myself in comedy, who I am, you know?
Exactly. You're doing that. And also, you're trying to find a way to make it a business.
Yeah.
Because it's like, all right, this is why, if you had me on your set list...
Yeah.
Why it would benefit you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm the one that fucking, like... I don't think of myself as an opener. Because I don't like going, like, cold. Like, for, like... Like a crowd that's putting their faith, like you're gonna open up the show, you're gonna set the tone, you know. Like I want to be in the middle somewhere, but like we're fucking starting up, so we don't have no choice.
We gotta start somewhere.
We got either we open the show or we end the whole show. Like when people are leaving already, like that's when we get to go because you know we're not the reason why they're there, you know.
Yeah, no. I don't give a shit. I'll open. I'll be a closer.
Yeah.
I'll do whatever I can because I just want to do it. Because like I feel because like at the library, I've like not even at the library at this one other place. Oh, fuck, what was it? It's another coffee shop. The Royal Cup.
I don't know. I only know the library.
Well, it's a place called the Royal Cup. I've done comedy there. There was like four people.
Uh-huh.
You know, technically four because someone was listening to their iPod the whole time.
Oh shit.
But you know, I've done shows there and I've had still. Fun, you know, I still have fun. I don't give a shit if it's three people. I don't give a shit if it's just me and the host.
Yeah,
you know, If it's just me and the host, there's no show. There's no fucking show.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's like, I'll do whatever I can because I just want to get that thrill of just being on stage and like, yo. Because if you have a guitar with you, with music, I find it's a lot easier because you have a guitar with you. So if you suck singing, people will drown that out with how good you play guitar. If you suck at guitar, people will drown it out by how good you sing.
Yeah.
If you can't do both, A for effort, you know, because, you know, we're all like a fucking hippie generation now. Yeah. So it's everyone's like getting credit for shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. At least he tried. At least you tried.
Exactly.
Yeah.
With comics, a lot of people ignore that fact.
Yeah.
I've had gotten some compliments from like friends who are like in the music business. They're saying like, dude, like, you know, it takes balls just to go up there without a band, without a guitar, without music, you know?
Yeah.
It's just you up there. It takes balls. And then I got some other people just going, like, hey, you just go up there and you tell jokes.
Yeah,
you do. Yeah. Technically, you're right.
It's not as easy as that. You know?
Yeah, it's
you
like,
have to have,
you got to know how to read the crowd.
Yeah.
You got to know. One thing I'm always scared of, which has happened to me before, I think like one time, is hecklers. Mm. Like, I wait for the day a heckler comes to like starts happening. But then I also like pray that it doesn't.
Yeah.
It's like, I know what to say when I'm at home thinking about shit because it's like, I'm able to just think freely in my mind without the risk of any consequences, you know?
Yeah.
But then when it really happens, it's like, what if I say something? This guy stabs me in the parking lot. Yeah. Oh my God. You know?
Yeah.
Shit like
that. At least you'll get a story out of it, maybe a joke.
Yeah. That's if I survive.
Yeah, true. That's true.
It's like, I don't know that many people who survived a stabbing,
true,
you know?
True. I don't know anybody that's got stabbed, so.
I know, right? Because they're mostly dead. <It's>
like, they don't live
you don't get
tell,
a chance to meet those people.
Yeah, they don't. You don't live. They don't live enough to tell. You know. To
exactly.
Tell you what they did. Like, oh, you just lean a little bit to the left. You'll miss the organs. Or
exactly.
Something. Yeah.
Oh God, but yeah, that's what's fun about doing comedy and music is fun too. I know we're jumping back and forth with this
that's
shit.
That's cool.
Honestly, I'm excited about doing this music, this country music. I'm not a big fan of country, but I like a little bit of it. I really like folk music,
like
which
Bob
is kind
Dylan,
of the same.
Like that type.
Huh?
Bob Dylan. Like that
yeah,
type.
Bob Dylan. You know, the Lumineers, they're like, you know, our folk modern scene. Day folk music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're like, they're really talented. And it's all just mostly acoustic shit, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm really excited to do this with my friend because he's a talented artist. He is. He has like a almost like a Johnny Cash type of deep voice.
Right. Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's really good. He's really good at guitar too.
Cool.
A lot of the country songs I do know. He's taught me that. Like not like country song, but like country riffs.
Uh-huh.
Like he's taught me that shit. Yeah, he's just really talented. And I'm excited to work with him basically.
Yeah. Well, you need somebody to play the cowbell.
The cowbell.
Got you.
Exactly, I'm man, you know.
Yeah, I'll be your or the triangle, you know, like
triangle.
I'll
hell
pretend
yeah.
I'm ringing you to come to get lunch or something.
Exactly. Dinner's ready.
You know, if you need like if you have a table, I got a pen and I'll just tap on the pen.
Hell yeah.
I got you, man. I got you got your third band member right here.
Third band member.
I'm
look
telling
at
you,
that.
Man, where I try to get in where I fit in, you know. If I fit in, I'm gonna get in, you know. Yeah, so let's get back a little bit to this, whatever the fuck
to the actual
is.
Structure
yeah.
of the show. Yeah.
So, like, do you have any other hobbies? Like, do you besides?
I like bike riding.
Yeah.
Honestly, like
that,
I'm fat.
Is that why you got into that job you're in?
Exactly. Yeah. I had a chance to go to a car dealership, but
okay.
I turned it down. Oh. Other reasons too, but most because I got a call back from these guys.
Uh-huh.
And.
Well, that works. So they're the ones that called me back. So that's why I took this job.
Yeah. No, like I was like this close to like getting. I was like I can't even show. Like,
yeah.
I was really close to fucking like
Rick
getting
Cart-
a job at a Honda dealership. All okay.
Right.
And I was like excited about it at first because like, dude, you get to make fucking bank.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I'm not really a car guy though.
Yeah,
you know
it's
what
a
mean?
Commission job. Like, all
right. No, they were doing hourly and commission.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, dude, this is awesome.
Yeah.
But it was too far.
Oh, okay.
I was willing to make the drive only because that was like my only hope.
Uh-huh.
But then when I got a call back from this other place, I was just like, and I remember I used to work with bikes with my brother.
Okay.
And it's just a lot of people just say, oh, it's just bicycles. Everyone has a car now. And you're like, you know, be a grown up already. Like, fuck. First of all, fuck you. Second of all, it's like it's a good source of exercise.
Yeah.
And two, if you like really invest enough in it, it can really be like the best transportation ever.
Yeah.
Cause you like, okay.
You could go in between like cars. You could always just, you know, go on the sidewalk. If
exactly.
You,
you can do that. You can go almost as fast as a car if you really work at it,
yeah.
you know? And it's just fun. And so when I got a call back from them, I just told the dealership, hey, never mind. I'm going here. It's more of my thing. And it's like, I'm actually, this is the first time ever. I've been working there for 4 weeks now. Uh-huh. This is the first time ever I'm excited to go to work every day.
That's awesome, man.
Like, I'm working tomorrow, like 11 to 7. You know, so that's like eight hours right there. It's like, usually if I, when I back in my old jobs, if I worked 8 hours, I'm like, ah, fuck, you know?
Yeah.
Here, I'm just like, fuck yeah. You know what I mean? Like, dude, like, let's do this.
That's
good, man.
That's a, I mean, you're passionate about it. It's,
exactly.
That's like, what I'm hoping. I mean, that's the reason why I'm doing this shit. Like, I'm trying to, like, be happy to do it, you know? Like, when I get to do a podcast, man, it's like, that's what I'm looking forward. Even though I'm not the best at it, but I still, I'm trying.
Yeah, that's the way I'm at my job, too, because everyone there has been doing it for years.
Uh-huh.
I'm still learning stuff. Like, I know, like, some of the basics. I know, like, certain things now that I should have known, like, a long time ago. But it's still fun. It's like, you know, even though I suck at it, it's still fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's because I always remind myself, like, dude, I used to do this for free.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Like, fix people's bikes or what?
Yeah. Like, I used to do this for free. Like, sometimes we would get some money out of it because we would flip bikes. Like, okay. We'd buy, like, old school bikes, spray paint them a different color, make the chrome all nice and shiny, you know, put some newer parts in there, all that good stuff. And then we would sell it on social media, like Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat. And we would make, like, you know, $200-$300 a bike, split it evenly between me and my brother, and it was fun. It was fun. You know, we always had like a nice set of rides for ourselves. So it's like, you know, we had to go to the store. We went in style. You know, what I mean?
That's good.
Nothing like those cholo mobiles, but we knew what we had.
Like,
what kind of
like, do you work on like what, like those speed bikes or what?
Both. We do like first. I used to love doing beach cruisers.
Okay.
Because I like, I've always wanted to make like, you know, kind of like what those cholo bikes are, you know what I mean? Like the low rider bikes, you know, stuff you would see in a magazine, you know. I would do that, but like kind of like a gothic style, like you know what I mean? Like, I would always like look for like, you know, like fake skulls to put on the headlights, to make when the light shines on, fucking goes through the eyes and stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of my paint was black, so shit like that, you know. That's what I would work on. My brother was, he was like that too. We would work on like old school bikes, make them look OG as shit. You know what I mean? Like fucking, like dope as fuck. And then he bought his first Fuji bike. Fuji's a really good company.
Okay.
Fucking top of the line shit. A lot of racers use them. As soon as he got his Fuji, he got really into the performance bikes. You know what I mean? He got really into like bikes that were meant to like go fast as shit, meant to go racing on. You know what I mean? And then I slowly started getting in there too.
Like, those are the ones with thin wheels, right?
Thin ass wheels.
Like,
yeah.
Are those the ones that have the black cover, like in the back? They usually they have them in the back. They're like, they don't even have a rim. It's just all black. Like, it's not those.
I don't know what you're talking about. I gotta see it. But just think of anything. If you ever hear like someone like, yeah, it's a carbon frame, shit like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, they're like really light bikes, but they have like over like $1,000.
Yeah.
Worth of components.
I think I mean, I'm sure I've seen them around, but right now I can't really picture one. Like, I'm thinking about like the Olympic ones. Like,
yeah.
Okay, those,
like that.
Damn. Yep. Yeah, I know those are fucking pricey.
Yeah, my brother spent like $1,200 on his bike.
Yeah, you can't even go off a curb because you'll bend the rim and it's gone, you know? That's it.
Yep. That's what's hard. And you gotta, like, it sucks. I have to explain that to people. It's like, yeah, I'm trying to use this to work. So it's like, if I go off a curb, it's like, well, you will bend the fucking rim.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like, and then once you bend it, that's it. You can't really.
Yeah.
Can't
like,
you
have to buy a new rim. And the rim itself is like, if you have like disc brakes, which is kind of like how car brakes are on a bike, you're talking like at least $400 per wheel.
Fuck, man.
You know?
Yeah. I'll just stick to my car.
Yeah.
Skateboard, you know?
Exactly. That's what I'm doing for right now. But slowly, I'm like, when I get paid, like I'm gonna start saving up to get like a better bike.
Yeah.
I have a road bike right now. Uh-huh. The bikes you're referring to are called road bikes, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I have a road bike right now, but it's a heavy frame.
All right.
I wanna get something not carbon, but like aluminum. Cause that way it's a lot lighter for me to carry around. And also I can go like a little bit more faster. And like, you know, I want some disc brakes because the pad brakes that you see on every other bike, they're good and all, but like I feel like with disc brakes, it'll be a lot more safer.
Okay.
You know?
Like, are they, like, better, like, stoppage or what?
Yeah. Think of it just like how a car brake is.
Uh-huh.
You don't just stomp on it because then you'll just, like, lunge forward.
Yeah.
You'd want to ease into it, just how you do with the normal brake, car brakes, you know?
Yeah.
So with that, that's why I like it because, like, I'm so used to a car brake.
Uh-huh.
I know how to ease into it. I do that with my bike now, and it takes me a little bit longer, and like, I've almost gotten hit a few times because of it. Yeah. I don't wear a helmet yet, so that's another thing I got to invest in.
Yeah.
Yeah, luckily I haven't got pulled over about that, so it's like,
Oh, do you ride at night?
No, I ride only during the daytime because my bike is all black. Most of my clothing is all black, so, and I'm dark as shit, so it's not really a good mixture.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's like one of my main hobbies right now. That, and I consider comedy and music as a hobby too, because it's like, I don't make any money off of this.
Yeah, true.
I do this strictly for, like, I like to make people laugh. I like to make people, like, you know, like, listen to a song that they're gonna and be interested into. Like, you know, make them, like, make their heads move, you know, tap their feet. I like to make people feel a certain way, not prostitute type of way, but, like, you know, I want to like, entertain people, basically.
Yeah.
That's all it is. So that I consider them as a hobby too, because I make no fucking money off of this shit. I don't plan on it. I don't plan on making any money off of this. If I can still have my job right now, but still have time to do all of this stuff, I would be fine with being paid part time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I'm happy with all this shit, you know?
I'm trying to do this shit full time. I'm trying to work.
I would love to do, like, full time. Like I said earlier, like,
travel, you know?
Yeah, like, I would love to be, like, be a road comic for, like, a month, you know?
Yeah.
But that shit costs a lot.
Yeah.
Especially if you want to stay at hotels.
Yeah.
I have a wagon, so I can sleep in my car, you know?
Yeah. But, well, most of them, what they do is they just, like, they carpool and then they, you know, they sleep in the same room, you know, they rent one room, like, one bed, you just sleep, you know, head to toe, like,
exactly.
I mean, you just gotta, and then there's a lot of tricks, like, when you're starting out, like, I've been looking, like, because I look a lot of documentaries, like comic documentaries.
Have you seen the one on Netflix, the I Am Road Comic?
Yeah
Like, that's a good one.
You go to, like, to the breakfast, and then you just get as much food as you can, you know, like, offer them, so you'd be able to have some breakfast, you know. You get a cereal, extra cereal for, and a extra milk, just put it in your, leave it in your room, or, you know, and then at night, just that's your breakfast. All you gotta worry about is your lunch, you know. So I mean, there's tricks to it. I mean, starting out, you gotta find a way to survive. But as of right now, like, I know I'm not ready, so why even, you know, tempt it, you know? Like, I know my sets aren't strong enough, like, to carry me to get an actual spot.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, well, something I want to ask you, like, I remember you were telling me that you're under a competition. Like, what's up?
Oh, yeah, that one. Okay, that was a while ago. I lost it.
Yeah, you lost? How many entries? Like, how did it work?
There was, like, 8 other comics there.
Okay, and then you had to battle them? Or
What it was, we just do a set, and people who vote on the best. And it was funny, because, like, they would do the thing, like, the host would be like, all right, give it up for such and such. And everyone's like, yeah. It's like clapping? Yeah, clapping type of thing. It was, like, based on the audience, is like, fucking, like, approval thing.
Yeah.
And I give it up for this person, yeah. And then, like, give it up for Justin. And my girlfriend... she was the only one fucking clapping.
Yeah.
But it took her a while because she was, like, looking around. She's like, anyone? And it's, oh, yay! Yeah. And I'm just like, I'm fucking dying on the stage, just, like, laughing. And then, like, the guy next to me, he was just like, he was kind of laughing too. He's like, your woman's so supportive. I was like, yeah, she is. She's an angel.
Yeah.
Fucking. And this other girl won. This one girl won, which she was fucking hilarious. Yeah. I forgot her name, though. Shit. So we can, like, you know, give her
a shout out.
Some shout out, but I forgot her fucking name, but she's hilarious as fuck. Anyways. Yeah, and, like, you know, all contestants would pitch in, like, $7.
Oh, okay.
You know?
So it was, like, a pod, and then the winner got it?
Oh, exactly. Okay. It was a fun experience to do, though.
Yeah?
It was awesome. I can't wait to go back, because they have a thing called Joke Fight.
Okay.
Which is basically, it was not Joke Fight. It was something else.
Is it the roast? Because I know.
Like, yeah, the roast yourself one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one where, like, they have comics roasting yourself. And, like, what I'm doing is I'm practicing to do that one day when I have a Tuesday off, because I think it's on Tuesdays. I'm waiting for the day I have a Tuesday off so I can go. And that way I can, like, talk shit to the roasters. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I want to try to switch it up.
Yeah.
Because everyone's going to be all like, oh, like this and that. Like, oh.
Speaking of that, like, Dakota, I know he did a roast battle, and then isn't he the one that won? Like,
I think so. Yeah, he did a roast battle.
Him and this girl that she also does the library. I think she's Indian.
Zara.
I don't know her name. I think she's like Indian.
Yeah, Zara. I think her name's Zara. Yeah, I know it's something with the Z.
Yeah, it was between them two, and then he ended up winning it. I was like, what?
Yeah,
it's funny because you see him and he's kind of like neurotic. He seems like he reminds me of Woody Allen for some reason. Whenever Woody, look, yeah, like oh, like,
yeah.
But I mean, he's funny as fuck. You know, like I don't know. I know we're fuck pretty much sucking his dick in this podcast.
You know, I know we've mentioned him like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah,
but I honestly, I feel like I do owe it to him because he was like one of the first people I've actually. It was him and this other guy named Jason.
Uh-huh.
First two people I actually started talking to.
Okay.
And like they made me like, you know, like I felt like they like made me feel welcome into the community the community of comedy. And like, you know, they're just like, yeah, dude, like, yeah, just keep coming back, man. Like, you know, and like they would invite me to like this other place. I could never go though, because my girlfriend, she would always be like, hey, let's just head home. And I'm like, I don't want to keep her out, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm just like, all right, yeah, we'll head home. And like,
yeah, because they do that one and then they go one after.
Yep.
Like, yeah, it's like a couple blocks away because, Jeremiah, mm-hmm. like, he told me about that, too, because I told him, hey, like, I want to do other places. He's like, oh, well, right now, after this show, there's another one that starts up, I think, at 10.
Oh, you're talking about Bricks? Bricks at the Shore?
I think so. He's like, oh, it starts at 10. Like we're going to head over there. Like, pretty much everybody that does this just goes over there after. But, you know, like I said, I have to go to work. So, I was like, fuck, and I wish I could, you know. But I feel bad because I really want to do this shit. I want to, like, work on my set and, like, I think it's helpful, like, to do the library and then go do another after. Because you kind of, like, for me, at least I'll get the jitters out. Mm-hmm. So, I fucked up my first set. Then I know what to fix on my next one and actually get some laughs, you know?
It's kind of like that whole theory, like, oh, if I jerk off now, I'll last longer during sex.
Yeah.
Yeah. That type of shit. It's a good thing. I've done like a two-nighter once on a Monday. I went all the way to Huntington Beach to this one place. They had like no comics go there.
Uh-huh.
And I see why. Because it's like talking to a fucking brick wall.
Oh, okay.
But I still got people to laugh. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I got the kitchen crew to laugh and they were fucking dying. So I felt like I made their night because they had to like serve a bunch of old fucks all day.
Okay.
And I had like some guy choking on a burger because like the... Where they had the stage set up, it was right next to a booth table.
Uh-huh.
So the wall was like, you know, you can't see the person on the other side of the wall, but I can hear him eating. Uh-huh. And then, like, I was saying my shit. And then he was just like, oh, shit. Uh-oh. And he's fucking dying. And I was feeling good that night. And then as soon as I was like, what time is it? I was like, it's 8:30. Fuck it. No, it was 7:30 because I got to the Rebel Bite at 8. Uh-huh. Went to the Rebel Bite. Fucking did another show, killed it there.
Uh-huh.
Fucking went out. My friends met me there, so I felt awesome to have my friends with me. And we just walked around downtown Long Beach, having the time of our fucking life. That's, you know what tight. I mean? It was the best night ever.
Pumped up already as it is, and being with your homies, and that's cool. I wish I had that experience, but I always
it was the best experience ever. That's the only reason why I want to do like, you know, night of like double.
Yeah.
Double headers. Yeah. And fucking, I don't know what to call it, but like, you know what I mean? You do two shows in one night.
Yeah.
It's fucking amazing.
I want to do that one day, guys. One day I'll be there.
You'll see me
doing like the comedy store.
You should like look into like live podcasting. Have you ever heard about
that? Yeah. Well, I mean, that's through YouTube. Like, you could do that through YouTube.
No, like, live as like on stage.
Oh.
Yeah. Doug Stanhope did that a few times.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, I would have to talk to a venue, so yeah.
Talk to a venue, talk to someplace.
Lazy,
you know?
I'm being honest with you, I'm lazy. Like, that's...
Yeah.
Like, I want to do this, and then... Because, I mean, as you could tell, I'm kind of, like... I still have trouble with the questions. And, like, you know me, I fucking go off on the topic. Like, we were going off of, like, conspiracy theories.
Exactly.
Then, I don't know, like... I want to work this shit through. Like, unfortunately, my guests, like, the people that I have on, they have to suffer through it, like...
No, that's cool, dude. No, like... I just meant like later on in the future, you should look in on that.
Hopefully,
dude.
Like, I'm hoping by the end of the year, like, I'm more established, you know?
Definitely.
So I mean, every guest, you know, every guest is a little guinea pig for me. Like, we're kind of a little bit, you know, I try to tweak something here, something there, you know. I don't tell them, you're pretty much the first one. And if they hear any other episode, like any past, like this episode from this episode on, they're probably like, oh, so I'm your fucking guinea pig, right? Like, hey man, what could I say? I gotta do it.
Is it bad that I low-key want to try guinea pig, like, as a food?
I'm sure you could try it somewhere.
No, there's places in, like, you know, South America. Yeah. They eat guinea pigs. Deep-fried, grilled.
I don't know where, but they eat, like, dog is a delicacy, you know?
Yep.
I think Cambodia, right, or something
probably,
like that?
Probably, yeah. But, like, ever since I heard that, like, you know, people eat guinea pigs.
Yeah.
And I worked at Petco at the time. I was like, I can see why they would kill them. But why would you eat them?
Yeah.
And then, like, I'm like watching Travel Channel and they're like talking about how good it is. I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, once you get like that, that mentality that you when you get out that either mentality of it's a pet.
Yeah.
Like once you get out, like when you just see it as an animal, yeah. you're gonna eat it. You know, like
exactly. Just when like I had a hamster,
cows, yeah. like we eat cows, we eat frogs, we eat fish, like exactly. just another animal. Once you think if you just put it like oh it's just an animal, then you can see why people eat it.
Hell yeah.
Like I mean it. And, like, where they eat them is mostly because of survival, you know, because yeah. they don't really have, like, they don't have, like, the luxuries that we have, you know. We were able to get fucking, we could eat llama, and we don't have any llamas in the States, you know, like, but we could get exported from somewhere.
Exactly.
You know, like, dolphins, whatever.
Oh, my God.
I know, poor dolphins. Yeah,
right. When I had a hamster, I was looking up, I was, like, really into having a hamster, so I looked up a bunch of info about it. And in, like, fucking... Where are they from? Like, all the places they're from, a lot of places, mostly in Asia,
uh-huh.
certain parts of Asia where they're from, they treat them like how we treat rats.
Oh, okay.
As soon as they have a rat problem, start putting out traps.
Okay.
Like, how that's how we do here. But over there, they have hamster problems.
Oh, fuck.
So, like, their hamsters are like our rats.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because it's like, you're thinking, like, when you see a hamster, you're like, it's cute. Yeah. And it sleeps all day and it shits where it sleeps and it's adorable, you know? But then... One of my coworkers said, like, honestly, when these things run in herds, like in packs,
uh-huh.
when they normally don't do that though, but when they do, they're fucking vicious.
Yeah.
Like he was saying, like, honestly, I think that like 20 of these could take down like a tiger.
Wow.
And I was thinking like, no, you can't. And I remember all the times I've been bit by just one.
Yeah.
And I've heard them squeal. I didn't think these things fucking speak, but no, I've heard them squeal
yeah.
when I'm trying to take them out for customers and stuff like that. Oh my fucking God. These things are the devil.
Shit.
And they're cute though. Yeah. Even when they're angry, they look cute. So I can imagine this thing taking down a fucking tiger.
Yeah.
And I had one for a while. And ever since I found out that and I stopped looking at it as a pet.
Uh-huh.
He was like my roommate. Like I loved him, don't get me wrong. But I also saw him as just like a beast, like a fucking little piece of nature that I have living in my fucking room that won't shut the fuck up at night. But it's like
Yeah.
And then, like, I started thinking, like, I wonder, like, what would it take? What would he taste like if I ate, if I cooked him and ate him? Like, if it was, like, an apocalypse time, oh, I'd definitely
eat fucking I mean, you don't have anything else to eat. I mean,
yeah.
You're pretty much feeding the thing so it could get bigger and nice and plump.
Hell yeah, know? Dude. He was fat as shit.
No.
He'd make a good appetizer.
Yeah. So, but what would you feed him? Like, what would,
I don't know. You just feed him, like, fruits and veggies.
Oh, okay. So
like, you know, like, you feed him strawberries, but without the seeds. I never fed him that because, like, I'm not going to fucking pick out all the seeds on a strawberry.
Why? What's wrong? Like, what? They can't digest
it's just
the
choking
seeds?
Hazard.
The seeds?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, like, or something like that. I don't know. But, I always feed him carrots, broccoli, and green peppers. And then I would mix it up with his normal hamster food that you buy at the store.
Uh-huh.
And he loved it.
Okay.
He fucking loved it. He would just gobble up the fucking everything. He was spoiled as shit. I bought him little hamster treats that look like cinnamon buns.
Wow.
So when he holds it up to eat it, it looks like he's eating a cinnamon bun. It was adorable.
Yeah.
Fucking, oh,
I'm just picturing it right now.
I'll show you a picture later of it. It was fucking cute as shit. I was gay. I was like a little gay half the time. Cause you know, like people are like, oh my God, look at my dog and stuff like that. I was like, look at my hamster.
Oh, wow.
I was so proud to show him off. Cause he was the cutest little fucking piece of shit ever. And I'd say that to him because he's my roommate.
Yeah.
And he makes so much noises at night. And so I feel like I have a right to do that. And I don't know why I spoiled him to death. But he loved my girlfriend more than me. He would hang out like in her tits, like in her shirt, be all cute with her. One time I come out of the bathroom, she's holding him like when he's like laying on his back, you know, just like being all cute.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, let me try. And then like he gets in my hands, he just walks away.
Oh, shit.
Fuck you. Takes a piss on me.
You still have him?
No, he died.
Oh,
yeah, they don't live too long. They like technically they only lived like 2 years.
Okay.
He lived, it was like 10, 12 days before his third birthday.
Oh, wow.
So he was an old timer
in
hamster years, you know what I mean? Yeah, he was awesome.
Like, well, usually, like, why? Like, why did they usually, like, just
that's
old
just
age?
How they are.
Oh,
that's
okay.
when, like, 1 year to them, it's like, they, like, age a lot. It's kind of like with dogs, like, you know, 1 year, 7 years, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's just like that.
Wow.
Yeah, it was fun.
That's interesting, man.
It is.
I want to find out more about hamsters. Now I want to get one.
Dude, like, honestly, if you get one and you just, like, look at them.
Yeah.
And you just, like, watch how they are. You're just thinking, like, what the fuck are they? It's going through your mind right now. You know what I mean? It's, like, they're just, it's really interesting. Any sort of small rodent,
uh-huh.
any sort of small animal at all, even reptiles are fucking interesting. Snakes, not really, because they're kind of like, you know, they just lay there. You know, sometimes they'll crawl on the thing. They're just trying to get out. That's all they want, is just to get out. But like chameleons, you know, you got bearded dragons, you got all this stuff. Like all those, they're like really interesting when you just stare at them and like, you know, you just like take the time to like observe them, I guess you would say. Mm-hmm. It's like, dude, what the fuck?
Aren't bearded dragons, aren't they poisonous? Like their tongue?
No, you're talking about from like, are you talking about from like the movie Holes?
No, because I was listening to the Joe Rogan podcast.
Uh-huh.
And they were talking about, is there another one that's something dragon? Chameleon?
Komodo dragon.
Oh, yeah.
That it has the venom on its tongue.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking about.
Yeah, you know, bearded dragons, they're harmless. Oh, they're the most nicest thing ever. Like, yeah, any animal can bite, but they're so chill.
Like, so, you, at your job, like, you worked at a, like, a pet store?
Yeah, Petco.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, all right. I thought you worked just at, like a food, dog food company distribution.
No, that was, I was working there, too. I was working two jobs at the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was a promoter for a dog food company.
Uh-huh.
And I was working at as a cashier at a Petco.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Yeah, so like my first serious jobs were around animals.
Okay.
And at first I loved it. But then you get bit by everything and you're just like, I kind of want to start going hunting.
Oh, yeah.
It's like I would always tell my girlfriend, I was like, I can see why people go hunting. Like I can see why there's such a thing as animal cruelty, because fuck these guys. They're such ass. I felt like a unappreciated mother.
Oh.
I used to like clean out reptile tanks when I first started.
Uh-huh.
And I fucking hated it, because it's 3 a.m. and I'm getting attacked by fucking snakes, lizards, all this shit. And I'm trying to do is just make sure they're not living in their own filth and making sure they have food in their tummies.
Yeah.
And I'm getting fucking annihilated. Have you ever been whipped by a what are they called? A fucking
extension cord?
No. It's a lizard.
Oh, no.
Iguana.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Oh, my God. Their tails fucking hurt.
Yeah?
Yeah. Their tails fucking hurt. I used to come home with scratches on my arms, and my girlfriend would be like, oh, my God, what happened to you? I was like, it's a fucking iguana. That's what happened to me.
Dang.
Yeah, because they're just like, it's like Indiana Jones whip. Just, wah,
wah. Oh, wow. So they like,
Yeah. Wow. They fucking, and they hate people. I don't know why people buy them when they hate us.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, this shit is fucking like a fucking devil. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's an asshole. Oh God. I fucking hated corn snakes. I hated, I only made friends with, a boa, like a construction boa,
uh-huh,
once. And it was so cool, 'cause he was an old timer. He was peaceful.
Yeah.
You know, at least I'd like to think of him as an old timer. He was pretty small. And, all I had to do was just put my hand in the cage, and he would just crawl up my arm,
uh-huh,
and he would just kick it. Like most of my shift, I'd just be kicking it with him on like on my arm somewhere.
Yeah.
And I'll be doing the rest of my job just holding on to him. And he was chill. He didn't like try to hurt any of the other reptiles.
Wow.
He didn't do anything like that. He was just chill, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was fun. Feeding him was easy too. You know, I would just put the, like, they'd always tell us to hold the, like, the dead mice above them. Uh-huh. Him, I'd just place it down. He'd just go at it. Wow. He wouldn't even strike. He would just, like, just, nah, and then just bite it.
Because he probably knew.
Yeah, he knew the drill. Yeah, he knew the drill. And it's like, he was chill as fuck. And then when he was done eating, you know, I just put my hand down in the box I had him in to feed him. And he would just crawl back up. And once.
Oh, so you have to put them in a separate, like.
Yeah, because if you feed them where they live, then anytime you stick your hand in there, they're going to automatically assume it's food.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But some snakes, they don't give a shit. They just want blood. You know what I mean? Like, they just, no matter what you do, they fucking bite.
Wow.
And it's.
Have you ever bit by one?
Hell yeah, dude. That shit hurts.
Like venomous or no?
No. Well, see, that's what I was going to get to right now. All snakes are actually considered, like, somewhat venomous.
Huh.
But it's not an actual venom that can kill you, or kill us, I should say, or any larger animal. What it's meant for is for smaller animals.
Yeah, to paralyze them.
No, it's not a paralyzing thing. And what it does, it makes it harder for your blood. I think it thins out your blood, and it really makes it harder for it to like clog up and stop bleeding.
Okay.
So what that does is, for like a mouse or like, you know, a smaller rodent, they would bleed out within like a few minutes.
Dang.
You know, but for us, we can't stop the bleeding for a while.
Yeah.
And that's what would happen. You know what I mean? And when I found out that shit, I was making a joke with my manager at the time. I was like, hey, yeah, you know, like Like, thank God they're not venomous. And he's like, well, technically all snakes are venomous. And he told me that what I just told you. Uh-huh. I forgot what it's called. Something with an A. It's like a mild venom in their saliva. And yeah. And that's what's in all snakes. That's why if you get bit by a snake, you're gonna be bleeding for like a little longer. Oh. Not enough to kill you or make you feel lightheaded, but it's gonna be harder to.
Oh.
Yeah.
So the venom is in their tongue then, or
I don't know where it's from. Okay. I just know it's somewhere in their mouth. Oh. It's not in their teeth like how you would with the
that's how I thought
with a rattlesnake or a cobra.
Uh-huh.
It's like I don't know what it is. They said it's in their saliva, but I don't even think snakes have saliva. I don't know.
Well, they stick their tongue out, but isn't that for like. That's their sense. That's how
they sense shit. Like, like, you know, they feel around the room and stuff.
Yeah.
Which is a horrible way to go through life. If we did that, herpes would be on everyone.
Oh, yeah, man.
I got to feel the room and you stick my tongue out.
Yeah, all these germaphobes, man. That's the nightmare.
I'm one of them because since I work with bikes now, I got to do test rides and people sit on the seat. And, like, the only way to, like, and, like, sometimes I have to grab onto the seat after they sit on there.
Uh-huh.
I'm just like, I need hand sanitizer, now.
Grab their butt.
Yeah, it's like right where their ass was sitting, my hand is at now.
Like, and you have to hold on the bike while they're on it, or what?
Sometimes, yeah, there's a way to do it without touching them. Uh-huh. And it's like, but like, I'm talking about like after they're done, you have to put the bike away. Oh. Sometimes, like, your habit is to grab the handlebars and grab the seat. Yeah. So that way you have full control of the bike. You can walk the bike.
Yeah.
And so I'm doing that, and a few times there's been sweat there, and it's nasty as shit. And I'm just thinking, like, I'm going
to
die.
So where, like, do they actually get to ride the bike?
Yeah. Yeah. So we just hold on to ID and credit card.
Oh, okay.
So that way if they ever take off, it's like, we got your fucking information, bitch. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
Yeah. And, like, some people, they ride around, like, they just want to ride on a bike. Yeah. So they'll take out the most expensive one, and they'll fucking ride around on that shit for, like, you know, 10, 20 minutes. All
right.
And, like, we're out there because we're thinking that they're going to buy it. But then they're like, hey, you know, I'll think about it. It's like, oh, fuck you, dude.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, no, it's like, but
yeah,
that's just business.
True. Yeah. So how about let's wrap it up because we're almost at. Yeah. So so like I said in the beginning, like I like to play a game called Would You Rather. Like Justin, he's already used to it, so I don't think I have to explain it to him. But I am gonna explain it to him anyways, just in case he forgot. So I like to play a game called Would You Rather. It's basically the standard version. With the comedy Bang Bang twist. If you listen to the comedy Bang Bang, then you probably already know what the Which Rather is. For the ones that don't know, it's I give you two options. I give Justin two options. And as we're going, like he has to ask me questions about the scenarios. And my job is to basically ruin them, both of the options for him. So that's pretty much it. I don't know. Do you need me to explain anything before we start? Before we start with the scenarios?
No, man.
So you're good. So you already know if you decide in the middle of the fucking game, you know I'm going to take points off, right?
That's true, yeah.
Okay. So yeah, well, while I'm fucking looking up a question for you, why don't you tell us like where we could find you, like your social medias?
I don't have any social media dedicated to my entertainment at all.
What about like
I have Instagram right now that I'm like open for people to follow if they want.
Uh-huh.
But like my Facebook and stuff, I try to keep it like only family members.
Oh, okay.
But my Instagram, I don't give a shit. It's gonna be called Justin Time Picks. That's Just in Time as one word, and then Pix as in PIXS.
Okay.
Yeah. You'll see like a weird old picture of me and stuff like that. I post like random stuff. I'll post up where I'm going to be at, especially now
that I'm going to
be going back into comedy again. And if I'm doing music, you'll get like a little demo of like all the stuff and everything.
Okay.
That's like later on down the line though. But right as of right now, you'll see everywhere I'm going to be at. Most of the times if I don't post up, and it's on a Wednesday or on a Monday. Monday, you're going to find me at the Rebel Bite.
Yeah.
Wednesday, you're going to find me at
the library.
Uh-huh. Occasionally, I'll be out on, if I'm lucky enough to get a Tuesday off or get out early, I'll be at the Harp Inn in Costa Mesa.
Okay.
It's the Harp Inn Irish Pub. Awesome place. $2 tacos, you know, on that night. So it's dope. Excellent beer selection. I'll be there. That's on like very rare occasions though.
Okay.
But most likely what I'm trying to do is Mondays and Wednesdays, Rebel Bite Mondays, the library on Wednesdays.
All right.
Those are the two main spots.
Do you want to give a shout out to your job? Because you never know. You might get a couple customers.
Not really. No? I kind of like to keep my
work life
private. Work life and then, like, you know, my hobbies away from each other.
Yeah, I understand.
Like, you know, if people recognize me,
yeah,
that's awesome. Yeah. But, like, you know, I don't want people to come in.
Yeah, all
right. I doubt that would even happen anyway because yeah. I'm not fucking famous or anything.
Yeah.
But, like, later on down the line, if I'm, like, you know, knock on wood, you know, praying that if I do make a name for myself, you know, I wouldn't want the people to come in like, oh, shit, you're awesome. Or, like, oh, shit, you suck. And then give me a hard time at work.
That's true. I understand. I was just trying to get you some business. But I do. I understand. I get that. I wouldn't want somebody to come to my job and bother me either.
Exactly.
So, yeah, man. So, all right, let's start the game.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, would you rather sweat onion juice or make the best art in the world with your poop? All right. Let me see. Okay, the floor is open for questions now.
All right. So, can I cook with this onion juice sweat?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I like using, like, for, like, French onion soup. With the poop, like, is it going to still stink? Or, like, when it dries up, is it going to be, like...
It's fresh. The only time you could use the poop is, like, straight out of the source, pretty much. It has to be
straight
fresh.
Straight out of my ass.
And you could only, like... Make the works of art in the toilet. You can't like take the.
Oh, I can't take it home with me or anything like that.
No,
frame it.
No, yeah, that's true. So if you're like at a public restroom, you have to do it there. If you don't, then you gotta flush it away.
That would be like some sort of Johnny Appleseed type of thing. Like someone goes in the stall. Ah, oh, they didn't flush. Is that the Mona Lisa?
Yeah, hey, that's pretty much what you do. You do the best works of art, but it's
damn in public bathrooms.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's anywhere you go poop. Yeah. So.
Okay, for the onion juice thing, like, when it gets in my eyes, it's gonna sting, right?
Well, actually, it's not, it's like the version, you know how there's baby soap, like baby shampoo?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Tearless.
Look at that, head and shoulders of onion sweat.
Yeah, there you go.
Will the onion sweat affect my love life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, it only, like, it's only for you. Like, if it gets in somebody else's eye, it's the worst. It's, like, worse than ghost peppers.
God damn.
Yeah.
Okay, back to the poop. Like, is it only going to be when I have to poop, or am I going to start feeling like a need to poop more often?
No, it's
because
just regular.
Of this disease, apparently.
It's regular.
Just regular, just whenever it comes,
whenever
when nature calls.
Yeah,
it's art.
Yeah, but you're always ready. You always have something on your mind that you want to work.
That.
But you might not have enough poop. So
is it just gonna come out like an artwork, or is,
no,
do I have to like
you have to
position
like
my
it,
asshole
yeah.
in a certain way?
No, you like, it's pretty much like plaster, or like dough.
Oh, I have to touch it.
Yeah, you have to like, yeah, like let's say you want to do the Mona
Lisa
sculpture, like the statue of David. Like
yeah.
you have to do it. Like obviously, if you don't. Eat enough or something. Yeah, it's just like a small version of it.
Some parts are gonna be green and other parts are gonna be like,
but
no.
It's the best artwork though.
It's like, I need some red. What can I do to get colon cancer?
And you know what, that it made yeah, and then it's influenced by what you eat too, so.
Okay, so if I eat like Mexican food, it'll be like a Frida Kahlo painting
shit
like that.
Yeah, exactly.
How do you think I pronounced her name wrong? My bad.
Frida Kahlo. Yeah, Frida Kahlo. Yeah.
Someone
yeah.
Eat some French food. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Some French guy.
Yeah.
I don't even know what French. The closest thing to French food I know is like Panera bread.
Yeah, like some. I guess a baguette or something.
I don't fucking know. But yeah. All right. For the onion juice. It's like sweat everywhere, even my balls.
Everywhere, man.
Fuck,
You're pretty much drenched.
My balls already smell as it is. So
yeah.
That's gonna make
what
it worse.
You know what? It doesn't smell. Like,
well, not to me,
bad.
But like to other people.
No, it's influenced. It's also influenced what you eat too. So like, let's say you eat a lot of berries, it smells good.
Yo, that'd be dope. Oh fuck.
Yeah.
Ah, now I'm
like spicy
at first
food.
I was gonna go with the poop because it's like,
yeah, well, just because it stings when like it's influenced what you eat. Like it'll burn like if you get in your eyes.
Uh huh.
But let's say like you want to sell it, you could sell it.
Shit.
Yeah, but you know you just gotta produce a lot of sweat.
Guess I already kind of do just standing still,
yeah.
Man. So,
yeah, I'm sweating,
you know,
right now just talking to you. So
yeah, you know, I think we'll be in good business.
Yeah, just get a squeegee.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, excuse me. Will, like, let's say if I have a cut and I sweat, will that, like sting it or, like, affect it?
If you eat, like, aloe vera, you know, like, aloe vera is supposed to heal the wound.
Oh, okay.
I'll heal it, but from the inside. Like,
if so I'm not even sweating onion juice no more. I'm sweating the juice of whatever I eat?
No, well, it's pretty, yeah, let's say that. No. Well, it's a mixture with onion juice and whatever you
eat. So it's
So it has the properties of the onion juice.
Okay.
But it also has the properties of whatever you eat. So it'll be pretty much onion juice. Like, it'll be onions. But if you eat enough of, like, another, like, it'll replace, like, the smell and the taste of it.
Okay, okay. So it's like a mixture of sautéed onions and berries. Look at that. That's like some fancy shit.
Yeah, but if, like, let's say you eat a crap load of berries, like, I'll dilute the onion juice.
Dilute it? Yeah. Okay.
Right, we got a minute left. Maybe one or two more questions.
All right. Well, okay, if I'm going out camping, are bears going to be prone to my onion smell? Like, am I going to get attacked?
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
I can't run fast.
But if, let's say you eat some spicy food, like, you just throw it, like, if you get, like, enough of it and you throw it at them,
a water balloon of it,
hoping it gets in their eyes and it'll burn. It's like bear mace.
Hell yeah. It's like Dog the Bounty Hunter. Fuck, I don't have any other questions, man. I can't think of anything.
All right, then. Well, let's wrap it up. Like, what would you rather? What option do you choose?
I don't even go camping that much, so I think the onion juice would be. But then again, to make art, but I have to touch it.
Yeah, and it has to be like no.
See, if it just came out like art straight from my asshole, like it just plopped on the floor and looked like
something else. You're the artist.
Oh, okay.
I mean, and you're known worldwide because you could sell the art.
I could sell the art.
Yeah, you never asked. Like, if you were to sell
it. That's true. Yeah.
But you got.
I would still go with the onion juice.
All right, man. Well, there you have it, guys. He chooses the onion juice. So I got a little bit of a beef with you guys, I guess. I've been asking you guys to fucking suggest some which you'd rather, but you guys don't do it. Come on, guys. What are you guys doing? Suggest some. Like, give me some which you'd rather. Like, I like to think I'm pretty clever.
Like, don't just comment like, oh, that game sucks. Find some sort of solution to make it better then, you know?
I'm trying to include you guys, you know? Pretty soon I'm going to get merch. And if you guys don't, I mean, I want you guys to, you know, be my walking advertisements out there. So I'm hoping you guys participate. So come on, guys, participate. I'm trying to make this fun for myself and for, like, my guests. Like, right now, it's for Justin. Like, suggest some, like, if you're part of the podcast, trust me, you guys are going to have way more fun than you guys already do. All right. Sorry, guys, for screaming at you. You know, my temper, man. My temper, guys. All right, guys. Well, like every other show, guys, you know, I have another little thing I like to do where I give you guys a riddle. So I hopefully you guys enjoy it because I like my podcast. I like my little podcast and I get defensive when people don't fucking agree with me. Sorry, guys. I'm watching my temper. I got to watch this temper. This Latin, you know, temper. All right. Well, today's riddle is, I eat, I live. I breathe, I live. I drink, I die. All right, guys. There you guys have it. Come on, guys. Go comment. Comment, like, under the picture. And put what do you think it is? You know, go on Facebook. Let me know pod. Instagram. Let me know pod. If you guys would like to be a guest on the show, hit me up. You know, I would like to listen to your guys' stuff. If you guys have something to promote, go hit me up on letmeknowpod@gmail.com. And if you guys just want to talk to me, like, I'm down with that. You know, I have nothing to do anyway, so I like to kill some time in between
looking
my days.
Looking for a buddy.
Yeah, man, I really don't have friends. So thank you for bringing that up. Sensitive subject. Thank you, guys. I know you guys could be doing something else, but I appreciate that you guys are listening to me. All right, well, there you guys have it. Till next episode, I'll let you guys go, but love you all. Bye.